drove off in their Range Rover. ABC's Rena Ninen is at the Short Hills Mall.
Police say he was shot in the head. He was immediately taken to the hospital, but hours later he did succumb to his injuries. Right now, police are conducting a manhunt, trying to find two African-American men who drove off a silver Range Rover that the couple owned, 2012 model with New Jersey license plate, they believe was headed towards New York City.
The man and his wife just finished some holiday shopping. A big mess in Palm Coast, Florida, where they're still cleaning up from a tornado that ripped through over the weekend. Joe LaPlante says he was on his porch when he heard the sound of a train coming
up. The temperature and the pressure change. And at that point, I've been through something like that before. Let's get back to the house.
More than 170 homes damaged, never destroyed, 100 without power. There'll be presents under the Christmas tree this year, but fewer of them. 4 in 10 Americans saying they're spending less on the holidays than in 2012. Greg McBride from Bankrate.com.
The shoppers in Queens, we're at a point where a lot of American households, they don't have the means to do so, even if they wanted to.
But if you ask economists, they'll tell you there's lots of good economic news today, an announcement that worker productivity saw its biggest gains in a year, and the American workers than at any time in history. And forget about working if you hit the Mega Millions jackpot. Tuesday, San Francisco, north of last year's record, $652 million prize already, $586 million. You're listening to ABC.
Dynamite, you eat the powder right out of it.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynamite was passing down, but in the season when my dog is not stretching anymore, he's not chewing anymore.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T.com.
859-428-1000. Family. 13, 14 years old, and it's running around a little bit more. Coat is a little bit softer and shinier.
Justin's eyes purple more. He bats at stuff. He kind of jumps around.
Casey and we have a cat tree in my living room. Lately, he's been climbing up the top, jumping up there, climbing back down, right back up again.
It is the best night of life for cats. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T.com.
Smartphone manufacturers will stop making best-selling phones in the last 5 years. 40 of them. What incandescent light bulbs are these days now? Maker Jason claims about these differences.
Some are pretty upset.
The light bulbs will be switched off. There's even a song about it.
A normal incandescent bulb uses about $7 worth energy.
An LED bulb costs about $1.
As it turns out, if you are doing that, Richard Davis, ABC News.
A man who ran a fake Navy veteran charity. Fined nearly $6 million. Sentenced nearly 30 years in prison. Prosecutors proving that John Cody, Commander Bobby Jim, kept money he raised from Dave.
Introducing the Krill.
Now you can use the internet to get a free quote on state gentleman car insurance from State Auto. Just go to stateauto.com and see for yourself. Best part? Just make it easy. You can also call 1-800-STATE-AUTO. Drive safe. That's fine.
The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great selection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment shop stocks jewelry and accessories, and cosmetics by Mary Kay. Charlie's Consignment Boutique in Warren. Call 330-766-5778 now to schedule a complimentary facial. 408 East Market Street in Warren.
See the nation is straight away, but now we're coming back to you, bro.
You know there's right left in a wrong world.
They're calling wrong right, and they're calling right wrong, but you're the only thing right.
You know right left in a wrong world.
And I need you, Lord, and I praise your name.
I can trust you.
Well, so long, that is good.
mess around.
Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hello, this is Sticks talking at you. This is Tracy and Friends in the afternoon, WSOM 600 AM. And we're here today, Jeff and I, and the sun's shining, and there ain't no birds singing because it's too stinking cold. I don't think we're up
to it. Yeah, we're home. Yes.
We're working over there.
Woo! Somebody done been to the Walmart.
Man, this is the stuff I got for Christmas.
Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
Five flannel shirts.
Four big mud tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
You know you got Jeff Earth's 12 days to Christmas.
I know that. I got it covered. Look over in the corner.
That's yours, too?
Yeah, 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Spam.
5 flannel shirts.
4 big
mud
tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Man, this ain't normal Christmas present.
No, the redneck gift.
Redneck gift?
Yeah, you know, like if you buy your wife earrings that...
We are having a whole ton of technical difficulties this morning, and we just hope you'll bear with us. We got our blog talk up. We've got things going. We got a lot of things to talk about today. We got some things happened over the weekend, and Jeff had a bad weekend. I had a bad weekend. We had hospital visits and breakdowns and all kinds of stuff went wrong. I had to replace the water well pump at the farm. Jeff ended up in a hospital with gout. But we're all here today, and we're having a good time, and we just want to talk to you guys about what's going on in the world.
Or if you can burp the entire chorus of Jingle Bells.
I'm
about crazy over here.
Yeah, I know. My computer's acting up. I mean, we got technical difficulties all going around and around.
We got callers online, though, so if any of you guys want to have something to say, just push that number one. I know you want to get in. Too many things were happening.
Yeah.
My boys lost yesterday, so I'm upset.
Who did they lose to?
Because Pittsburgh won, so I'm really mad, Sticks. Plus, my knee swelled up twice as big as my own head, and, you know, that's kind of big. If you guys know me, I got a big head. doggone it. Here, let me do this.
Do what you're going to do.
I'm trying to cut the sound out in the talk room so they don't hear music. They can hear what we're saying.
Okay,
my knee swelled up so real big, so they gave me some medicine, and it cut it down a little bit. But I went to the orthopedic doctor this morning. Yes. And they pulled a big old thing of water off my knee. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's awful painful. We're working through all this technical difficulty stuff we're having here. We've got callers on the line. I can't read them over there, but if you're on the line and you want to have a discussion with us, go right ahead. We've got We've got two unknown callers, and we've got 843 there, and we've got 614 there. So if you want to come on in and talk to us. We're just getting started here. We're having some technical difficulties, so just bear with us.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, all callers online. We've got you all up now, finally. How are you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling guilty. I'm doing so well. I had a great weekend, and hear what's going on with you guys. And sorry, that's all I can say. It just, you know, put you in my prayer list.
Yeah, you know, we had 8 inches. 8 inches of snow.
Ooh.
8 inches of snow, and I'm out there in a blizzard changing a water pump.
How far down is your well?
You guys got eight.
Is it a bottom pump or?
Yeah, it was a submersible. We're fortunate. It's a pretty shallow well. It's only about 65 feet, and it's hanging on plastic.
Yeah.
So we were able to pull it by hand. I didn't have to hire anybody to come out with a truck. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel very fortunate then with my sump pump.
Well, you worked something out. Jeff had the extra water on his knee. You didn't need a pump.
That's what I told him. I don't know what the big problem.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
get
crazy.
Your Ginsu knife out and help him out and fill a bucket.
Yeah. That's what I was telling him when we were trying to get things rolling here. I don't know which is worse, too much water in the basement or not enough coming in a house.
Oh, man.
I thought you were out in the blizzard working on a car.
No. Water well. House,
right, I'm a city boy. You got to excuse me.
Oh. Yeah, we don't have city water out where I live. We're pretty self-contained.
Yeah, and that's the way to be. Why is it my
fault? Yeah, we're working toward that again.
Get over there.
We're moving to be totally off the grid, but I have a little R&D company,
ooh,
and that's what we do. So, yeah.
I'm interested in that. I subscribe to Backwoods Home Magazine.
Yeah, well, you see my number there. Give me a call sometime. We would love to talk to you about it because, you know, we'll be blogging a lot on it. We'll be showing some videos and stuff of me actually showing the how-to do some of these things that everybody keeps thinking are so mysterious, like solar voltaic and geothermal and producing your own ethanol for liquid transportation fuel and everything else. We're doing it all.
Okay. Well, I was talking to our daughter in Wyoming yesterday, and, you know, if you buy real estate with no electricity out there, it's really cheap.
Yeah.
Right.
And so we were talking about, you know, when we move out there,
to relocate?
Going off the grid.
You know what? And people think you're crazy when you start talking about that stuff. But
right.
You know what? You're not crazy. You are not crazy.
I am not a doomsday prepper, even though I understand some people are there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I personally don't believe the Antichrist is born yet, so I'm not looking for end times this week. Okay? But it does make sense when you look at the statistics of where our energy policies are going in this country, and when you see situations like Katrina, which was really a relatively small part of the country, and how it just shut down everything and sucked up all federal response capability and resources, and they're still not put together after, what, 7 years now?
And you know, we live in an era of terrorism, and I saw a thing the other day that an EMP burst over top of the city of Cincinnati, Ohio, takes out 70% of the electricity generation in the United States.
Exactly. And in my particular situation, being blind, I'm not terribly mobile in some aspects. We do shopping here almost like as if we're kind of rural, but we're not extreme rural. You know, it's not a 100-mile trek to go to a grocery store, but we shop, you know, a few times a year. And so we do have enough food in the house for a month or two at a time, and there's nothing wrong with that because, you know, there's just stuff comes up, and
right.
You just can't get to it. And I'll tell you, when bad weather comes, like up north, you see the foolishness, like when Washington, D.C. had that snowstorm a couple of years ago, people pushing out shopping carts full of toilet paper. How much toilet paper are you going to use up in a row? I mean, literally, 2-3 carts in a row pushing out the door. Like they were never going to see another roll of Charmin as long as they live, you know?
Well, that's the thing about the toilet paper thing that always befuddled me. If you're at home,
yeah,
and you have access to water and a washing machine,
yeah,
and dish rags,
uh-huh,
you don't need any toilet paper.
Right. Right.
So,
the
toilet paper thing. Go ahead, Brown.
Oh, no. This sounds like a messy conversation. Continue.
Yeah, and of course, you timed it perfect because I just took the next bite of my pizza when he said that. So, excuse me for gagging on the air, you know.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear. South Carolina, you are in there,
the average American has lost the ability to survive. They don't know how to grow any food. They don't even have a small garden anymore. And they don't know how to raise any kind of protein, be it fish, chicken, or pork, or beef. They don't know any of that stuff. And the average American is really in trouble if the system does shut down for any extended period of time.
Well, what bothers me is we have demonized anybody who says, you know, I'm going to have a little extra laying around, so if I can't get to the store for a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh. I don't think anyone's demonizing.
Oh, yeah, they have.
Like,
oh, yeah.
That.
Homeland Security targeted
are.
Those people.
I'm sorry?
A couple of years ago, there was a big scandal, Beasley, about Homeland Security targeting those people as a threat if they had more than a two-month supply of food in the house. All the
Absolutely.
People going by. They targeted
that's,
them
well, that,
because
that's
that made
crazy.
You... that made you, you know, a prepper, and preppers are considered dangerous revolutionaries now under federal law.
Yeah, because
that's all.
Because
that,
they're
that,
gonna
that,
you know
that,
why
that.
You know why though, Brown? Because they plan to control you. But well, I'm telling you why. Because they plan to control you. That's what every one of these things that they are pushing like they are is for. Well, they can't have you being independent when they're trying to make sure that this system is dependent ready so that when you get Henry Kissinger's New World Order through Obama, which he says was our best chance, that's what you got. Because he knew what he had in a leader. He doesn't have any. And because of that, they can manipulate him to do whatever the hell they want to do.
Well, from what I'm hearing, I'm concerned about this John Podesta going back into the White House. Because,
absolutely.
He's, for lack of a better term, Brown, he believes in fascism. He likes big business colluding with government to the detriment of small business. And he concerns me. Do you know anything about him?
I've heard the name. There. It doesn't matter which administration. If you particularly talk about the past three, it's full of globalists, New World Orderists.
You're right.
It's not, I mean, this administration, and they're going to get more and more advanced and more. I mean, government's been infiltrated by groups with agendas and shadow governments for quite some time.
You're right, Brown.
It's nothing new, except that the stakes are higher. And it's moving at a much rapider pace, and we're also privy to it because people talk about it, and we have a lot of information over the internet. But this is nothing new, and I mean, I was concerned about this during the last administration, and now we're just seeing follow through. And no matter who they elect, no matter who you elect, or who's elected to be president in 2016. It's going to be more the same and even worse. This is a progression. This is the ball is rolling towards this. So you know,
well,
I don't think you're.
We'll see, Brown. But
no one can get elected. No one's going to be able to get elected and go against this force.
I don't know, but I got something to think. Hold on before you go. I want to bring one person in before we go to break. 330-506. You're in there.
Yep, that's me.
Okay,
that's
now
me.
I hear
you. Okay, I just let the
hear you now.
Wish you guys.
Hey, what's
I just
up?
Want to wish you
no,
guys.
No, you get your butt in here, man. Don't be calling us on the phone.
Oh no, you know I'm so busy working at Santa's workshop. You know the good news is that all the coal miners that Obama put out of work are back in business because they need a gift for Obama. You know? Santa's got it all. So everything comes around, goes around, guys.
A lump of coal, right.
They're busy preparing stockings for all those progressives.
No, in fact, I propose that if every citizen in America would send the White House a lump of coal, I think they'd get the message.
That happened once before, you know.
Well, let's do it again.
Yeah, I think so. That's a good idea, and I'm not against it. And so we can start that right here. We're
going
to get the lump of coal to the White House. I got South Carolina. I got to go in like 8 seconds here to break. So we're going to go to break, and then we'll regroup ourselves after these messages. We pay some bills. Afternoon with Tracy and friends. Jeff and Sticks in the air chair. We'll be right back.
South Carolina, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, I called you a little while ago. I figured you were up to.
Yeah, I had two boys for Tops called on the same line, on the line when you called, and I couldn't buzz out. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not I'm not important. Okay. I know.
Well, I tell you, man. I guess we're gonna have to. I'm gonna have to revamp my website because. Some folks are having some issue with trying to figure out where my form is.
Where your form is?
Yeah. The form to fill out for Toys for Tots?
Yeah.
It might not be a good idea to send a lump of coal to the White House.
Well, that's
why not?
Well, the problem is if it's got something in it that you're not aware of and they can link it to something, they go, aha, it's got a nitrate in it. It was you were sending an explosive or something.
It's not a good idea. Not when people send, you know, white powders and all kinds of things. I don't think it's a good idea. Better off sending like an email.
Yeah, and if the piece of coal gets crushed and all he receives is a little envelope full of black powder, you'll be accused of being a racist.
Oh, that's true too. I never thought about that.
See, the white president gets the white powder, and the black president gets the black powder, and then you're going to be a racist.
Obama's just as white as he is black. In fact, he's more white than he's black.
I think
no argument
there.
In my opinion,
they should know it was the person of black heritage that made that statement, right, Beasley? It wasn't the white guy on the line.
maybe not. I mean, it's just a statement of fact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. I mean, people that are racially mixed with two parents and they're each of different race.
Yeah.
They're biracial. They're just not one group. Those are old mentalities
mm-hmm.
that subscribe to the one-drop rule. The amazing thing is that you have a lot of black people that subscribe to the one-drop rule.
Mm-hmm.
That one drop of black blood makes you black. Those are old white supremacist
racial
rules and laws and a mindset.
Yeah,
you know the irony of the whole thing is that, you know, mitochondrial DNA, only 12 women out of Africa we can trace all of our roots to. So we're all Africans.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah. At white, black, red, yellow, we're all Africans.
But yes, but my African mother was whiter than yours.
Well, another thing people forget is that all human beings are 99.99999% the same genetically.
Yeah.
There's far more in common
mm-hmm.
that each person has with each other
mm-hmm.
genetically than they have differences. And there's been an industry for years driving a wedge and exaggerating or pumping
mm-hmm.
up the differences.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's sad that people, well, not everyone falls into it, but that people fall into it. And there's so many ways. And as this continues and this has continued, it stops people from getting together and it allows the people, the truly corrupt people in the highest of places,
sure.
To manipulate people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the old color for cash program.
It could be ideology. I mean, you guys go in, you guys rant on progressives, and you know, I mean, that's your that's your right, but you know, I mean, they've got. We all want the same thing.
29 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now here's Tracy.
And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and Friends, talking to you about what's on our mind and discussing with you a little bit of what's on your mind as well. The do it here live on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, WSOM 600 AM on your iHeart radio dial, and on Blog Talk Radio with Tracy at Tracy and Friends and at TracyandFriends.com.
And iHeart.
I said iHeart.
You
second.
Did. I missed that.
That was the second.
Hey, I heard a nasty rumor.
What's that?
I heard we're moving.
We're moving. Moving on up, moving on up to the morning time. To a deal broadcast time in the sky. I can make it up right on the thing. Yeah, Tracy and Friends, in January, I don't know exactly what date, but I think it's going to be within the first week or two of January 1st of 2014. We'll be moving to the 9 to 12 radio slot, and we hope that that all of you guys and some more will follow us along. That's actually a better time, and it's going to be advantageous for us as well. To try to make some changes and to do some things. But we're going to keep the same afternoon with Tracy and Friends format where you guys call and voice your view. We're not going to leave you. We're going to be here for you, and we're going to continue to give you what's going on. And we want to do one thing, and I want you to understand. We want to make sure that you think about what's being said. And I want you to think about where you're going to give your vote. And I want you to think. See, a lot of people think that everything has to do with politics that we speak. No, we don't just speak from a political point of view. We speak from a citizen point of view. Now, if you live in the country or the suburbs, I would say that you're going to think differently than people, you know, than each other, than the people in the city.
But you know, I'm starting to find out, Jeff, is there's an awful lot of things we agree on if we could just start talking to each other.
Yeah.
But they fed us this line of baloney that somehow the core beliefs are different in different parts of the country. And they're not. I mean, Brown and I really agree on a lot more than we disagree on.
Yeah,
you know,
gotcha.
You know something, and it's good to hear you say that. But you guys pump the division. You guys pump the division proudly. You're the progressive.
Why do you say that?
Them. Why do you do that? I don't know why you do it. It makes you feel good, I guess. It solidifies you with other people.
Explain, bro.
Just listen to what you guys were saying earlier. And listen to what was said. The progressives, think like that. They think like
no,
that.
It's not about
But you say that by saying that, you're creating you're fostering and you're increasing the whole them and us. Like there's that much of a difference. The people that
huge
think like
difference.
That on Friday. You were like, well, San Francisco, the people there, they're, you know, whatever, they're hoity-toity or hooting-fluting. The people are very, it's a very diverse city, a very diverse area, and it's similar to New York City, where you've got just a little bit of everything. You got all kinds of people.
We were talking about a specific area when we said that, but go ahead.
Well, I think you guys might want to go into the new year and just be mindful.
Duck. I've been to San Francisco many times, okay? I've performed in San Francisco. I've been to San Francisco on business in the Palo Alto area. I know that it is not a monolithic area. So I was talking when I said hoity-toity something, I was talking about a specific area because
like
we were talking
Haight-Ashbury
about
district.
No, it's some very you know, like Manhattan. There's some people there that, you know, generational wealth and a lot of high income folks in San Francisco. There are.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why I call them hoity toity in some of those areas.
If I recall, Jeff, you were speaking in specific of Nancy Pelosi's district.
That's what I was speaking in specific of.
Yeah, well, I don't know anyone walking around that I bump to, they're like, oh my God, I love Nancy Pelosi. She gets reelected like all incumbents. But I don't know anybody walking around that's like, oh wow, that Nancy Pelosi, she's really looking out for us.
Why are they voting for her then?
Why do people vote for incumbents? They vote for incumbents. I don't know. But
it shouldn't be incumbents. It should be called incompetent.
Why
now.
Do people vote for Michelle Bachmann?
Good question.
I agree.
Michelle Bachmann does things for the people.
Don't defend her. She's out there. She's out there.
Yeah,
no,
but the thing is, the people in her district believe in her.
Yeah, and what you're
absolutely
saying is that.
And you know something? And I guess you could say the same thing about Nancy Pelosi.
Sarah Palin,
and Harry Reid, and all of them. You're right, Beasley.
Right. I mean, so, you know, people vote for whatever reason. Expecting a political savior to really change things is a little naive anyway, in my opinion.
Therefore, Jeff's statement is 100% correct.
We ought to start a kitty here. And every time somebody messes up and labels somebody during a heated debate, you got to put a buck in the kitty. Tracy could retire in about one show.
Tracy?
Tracy is a buns.
Why does Tracy just get a cut and we just like draw straws for the pot?
Yeah.
Or something.
Because
she's going to give you guys a paycheck. You know, she's going to give us all a paycheck. I mean,
well, that's socialism.
Have you seen yours, Jeff?
That's socialism.
Not yet. But you know what? I'm going to say it like this. It's promising.
Hey, Brown, how is that socialism if you're getting paid for a service rendered?
Right.
It was a joke, Sticks.
Oh, okay.
Loosen up a little bit before I come over there and tickle you.
All right. I'll tell you the two things that concern me the most about where the country's headed. And this is what it all boils down to, is more and more our government is encouraging the populace to covet what their neighbor owns and to ask the government to steal from their neighbor and give to them. And those are the two core things that worry me the most.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to say something here that when I say something like the progressives are not just individualized people. The progressives are an organization, a worldwide organization, that have a particular goal in mind. And
that goal is etched on the Georgia Guidestones. Everybody needs to look up and see
absolutely
what those Guidestones say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I deal with them like I deal, because to me they are a damnable belief system and a damnable plan that is against not only the people, but it's against God. Now,
well, how are you
going to everybody
get
7 does,
billion?
Then take off ifs at the end of the word, because the minute you put ifs at the end of a word, you've made it people. Then it's the progressive philosophy you could talk
okay,
about.
Okay, we can go with that.
Saying, but you can't say progressives, because now you're inviting a group, you're labeling
okay
people.
Well, I am damn sure labeling people, and I'm doing it on purpose, and I will continue to. And the reason why I do is because everybody that is a progressive has the same freaking mindset. I'm not changing it. Okay, and what I'm trying to say is this. There's people that are involved in things that are not progressive. I know a lot of black people will tell me, well, I'm a progressive. I said, no, you're not. Progressives won't accept you. Okay, first of all, because they're not for black people. That's for doggone sure. They're sure enough using a black face at this particular time, but they will cut him off at the knees as soon as they're finished with him. And
well,
so,
you know what I don't understand? If I send a text message out saying I want to kill a teacher, I could be thrown in jail, right? But if a progressive says I want to kill 6.5 billion people, and put it on a guidestone in Georgia? Nothing happened.
Put it on a huge, yeah, the Georgia guidestone, ladies and gentlemen, is a huge monument down in I don't know if it's Waycross, Georgia, or some, I forget it, what part of Georgia it's at. But it's in, not Waycross, but Stone Mountain. But it's a particular monument that the progressives built to what they want to accomplish in the world.
Stating that they want to kill 6.5 billion people.
At least. Because they only want 500 million people to be alive.
Exactly.
There's 315 million in the United States. So guess what? Mm-hmm. They want to wipe out a whole heck of a lot of people worldwide. And when
I thought that was the conservative elite that wants to do that.
No, sir, that's not conservative elites at all. That's progressives who work in both conservative and liberal parties.
Then they're not progressives, and they're not really political.
Nobody knows who.
Oh, they're very political.
What you have to remember is that there is a progressive progressive arm of the Republican Party. If you recall, Teddy Roosevelt was a Republican, but when he broke away, he called his party the Progressive Party.
That's right.
And actually, if you start reading, Teddy Roosevelt was to the left of Woodrow Wilson.
Which is hard to do, because Woodrow Wilson was very hard left.
So this really isn't Democrat and Republican. It's more of a, for lack of a better term, progressive thinking versus libertarian thinking.
We go bad with all of these labels, and I think you guys just illustrated with Teddy Roosevelt and Woodrow Wilson. And Teddy Roosevelt was considered progressive. He fought the monopolies, and he fought the Vanderbilts and the Rockefellers like. And
his campaign? Who funded his campaign, Brown, when he ran the Progressive Party?
I'm not sure.
J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan funded his campaign. Teddy Roosevelt was for whatever big business that he happened to like.
Well, I guess that's all. You need to be in bed with someone. But I thought he was considered one that was breaking up monopolies.
And as I understood the story, they actually funded McKinley. And they maneuvered to get Roosevelt, being his vice president, to take him out of circulation, because back in those days, vice presidents were basically a place you went. You might as well have been in the witness protection program.
Right.
And nobody expected McKinley would be assassinated. And when he was, then Roosevelt came to power. And like the first day in office, he said, okay, now I'm going after the big companies.
Well, you're right. The thing was that you got to look at the next stage. When McKinley, or not McKinley, but when Roosevelt ran against Taft, is when J.P. Morgan funded Roosevelt. And the reason J.P. Morgan funded Roosevelt was because it was a win-win situation for the big bankers, because he knew Roosevelt would give him the Fed, and he also knew Wilson would give him the Fed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But Taft would not give him the Fed. Taft was a small government guy.
Okay.
Well, let's face facts. Big bankers finance both sides, so they win either way.
Yeah.
They hedge their bets.
You're right, but the thing was, the media manipulated the people. Before we had a Federal Reserve, there was an awful lot that kept the big bankers in check. And I don't know why we don't redo Glass-Steagall. I mean, if there was one good piece of legislation that came out of the Roosevelt administration, it would have to be Glass-Steagall. And that's the legislation that kept bankers from using my money, my deposits, to invest in the stock market.
Right.
And it was
into derivatives. You're right.
Right. It was repealed, Got to give credit where credit's due. It was repealed by a Republican House and Senate, and signed by a Democrat President Bill Clinton.
Along with mark-to-market, is the reason why we had our meltdown in 2007-2008.
Yeah.
That's the thing that people don't know, and I understand that people don't know that. That's why you hear a bunch of ignorant things being said about Bush did this and Bush did that.
it wasn't just Bush. It was a perfect storm of a lot of things that happened. Uh-huh. Bush had to deal with attacking a terroristic front that attacked us on 9/11. Whether we knew it was coming or not, I don't know. I'm not going to comment on that. That's not my point. My point is that Bush had a hell of a lot to do to keep the economy running, and he did so quite well for 5 years. The sixth year of his presidency, things started faltering.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news.
You know what, Harper? I can't do you right now, baby. I'm going to let you go. Okay, but anyway, that's one of the things that was going on that we needed to deal with, because that wasn't just, Bush just being a bad president. He had to balance some things, and we had to deal with that. And, you know, I understand, that he was in charge when things happened. So, I mean, you got to pay your money, you take your chances. But history is not going to show him to be a terrible president. But I'll guarantee you that Jimmy Carter and this president right here will be the worst presidents of all time, because they're the ones that have, by their hand, have brought down employment. By their hands have brought down huge industries in America. By their hand have kept their hands on the neck of the people. I'm just telling you. I can tell you. I can give you the actual motive. The actual modicum of what they're doing to cause this. Jimmy Carter. You saw what energy did up under Jimmy Carter. Come on.
But part of that too. I mean. Once again, you got to give credit where credit's due. Part of that was still a carryover from Nixon's wage and price controls.
Absolutely.
That was the stupidest thing that anybody could have done.
And but he had to do it because of one thing. He was taking us off of the gold exchange.
Oh yeah, he did that too.
And because he did that, that's what caused us to be a shakier than a crap game on the ocean economy. Okay.
How about that, don't you? How so?
Because you don't have anything backing you up.
Well, no. I mean,
That's not true. You're wrong.
Okay.
Roosevelt took the dollar and removed it from gold.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
That was a domestic policy. What Nixon did in Bretton Woods was took off international controls. Where it was allowed to free trade.
Right.
Okay?
Well,
gold was set from the time that Roosevelt was president. There was no trading in gold. Gold was $35 an ounce. Nixon changed the international rules and pushed the international to where it was freely traded. And if anything, that made the United States and the gold that was held in Fort Knox, it would made it was worth more. So he didn't take anything to do with the dollar.
I disagree with you, because it's my understanding that Bretton Woods II was an international agreement that said we would never print more dollars. It was designed to keep us from printing dollars to maintain the price at $35 an hour. Bretton Woods II was after the Second World War, and that's what Nixon was operating under, was Bretton Woods II. And Bretton Woods II, it's my understanding, like I said just a second ago, kept the United States from doing what we're doing now, which is printing dollars infinitum. It required us to only maintain a certain level of dollars in circulation.
And even with us being the petrodollar, we're probably going to come crashing down very soon.
I mean,
I can't see them being able to sustain this. I don't care what kind of deficit cut in half they're talking about. I think they're crazy, because even though your deficit may have been gone down because you are not doing anything with your government anymore, that a certain way that is. But you're cutting your commerce, you're cutting your ability to borrow, you're cutting everything, and you're throwing up this huge debt that you can never pay down, and it's going to only go one place, and that's where everybody goes when they can't pay their bills. It's called bankruptcy. And when China
what you'll see is hyperinflation. What you'll see is everything.
Yes.
And you're actually really seeing it now in food prices.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But look what they took off.
have gone up 20-30%.
Yeah, but they took energy.
Energy and groceries.
And groceries.
Off the CPI.
Yeah, off the CPI. So
yeah.
You don't have that. And so it's not showing you that inflation. We have inflation right this very minute.
You know what's scary?
We see the inflation when we go to the market.
What happens when you have hyperinflation, and we have ample evidence of this happening in the past, is that, you know, government comes in, takes over, and it's usually not a government that's looking out after all of its population, just a certain percentage of it.
Absolutely.
Let me ask everybody,
that's what I'm afraid of.
Here's a strategy. Here's a theory and a strategy based upon something I happen to know. What if you found a way to take all the gold off the planet in one instant, just one instant? Then who would win would be the one who had the most currency in circulation, since there'd be no more gold to back it. That debate would end, right?
Well, no currency.
No,
back.
No, I don't,
no,
I don't
no
think
currency,
so. Because
no, all currencies that exist right now are fiat currencies.
Correct.
And are not backed by gold.
Exactly. So then
right.
It's almost irrelevant. Here's why I'm saying this. 3 years ago, remember I was a physics major, okay?
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago over in Oxford, England, in a breeder reactor, they produced several grams of gold while they were making some of the heavier radioactive metals.
I heard
all
about
gold
that.
Is,
alchemy,
is,
yes.
Is a nucleus mm-hmm. with enough neutrons in it, and you can make gold. Right
mm-hmm.
now, gold would cost around $10,000 to $20,000 an ounce to synthesize this way because of the cost of the energy to run the process. We start putting stuff up in space that's solar powered, and they're all heading that way to manufacturing facilities in orbit. That's what all these private X companies and everything else are looking for, start manufacturing processes. Somebody's going to nail this down, and one day you're going to find out that they'll just synthesize gold, and 1,000 years from now, everybody will be laughing at those people who fought wars over the darn stuff in ancient times, 2012. You know what I mean? Because that's the way it's going to be.
Okay, Mike.
But
here, here's the thing.
And this is my question to you guys, because you guys
seem to be
up on this more than I do. What would happen if that were the case and gold was just something you could manufacture like polyethylene plastic?
Nothing, because everybody would be dead by that time.
You have to use something to control the amount of currency in circulation, because every time you print another piece of currency, you devalue what's already in circulation. Unless there's enough economic activity to eat that unit of currency. That's
let me,
the only
let me
reason
ask
I say
question.
Gold is important, is it because
okay.
gold is
very important, but I want you guys to think about this. And I've often asked this question and never really gotten a good answer. We're going to continue to discover gold. Gold could be not only on this planet, but could be on any other planet because it's a natural substance. To me, I think the rarest substance in the universe has to be, as far as we know today, amber. There's only 4 sources of amber in the world, and it is no longer being made. There's no longer tree saps from 10 billion years ago that are making a sap enough to make amber. So why is amber more valuable than gold?
A Bitcoin is more valuable than gold right now.
Right, and I was just going to use Bitcoin as an example of a fiat-based currency working on an algorithm, because it's my understanding the algorithm that Bitcoin uses to introduce new currency into the system is based on the amount of gold that is produced, or new gold that's found in an average year. So it's very controlled in the amount that's out there.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why when I say gold, a currency based on a finite number that stops governments from willy-nilly creating it out of thin air just to fund their own pipe dreams.
The amber question, as I understand, amber is fragile. It can be broken, okay? And there's 4 things that money, anything you use for currency, has to have 4 or 5 basic characteristics. One is it's easily recognizable. Its value is mutually agreed upon by the majority of the people, which is what we have the daily gold spot price. It's portable. It's divisible, and it's durable. And I think that's where amber falls down. It's not considered durable or easily divisible.
Mm-hmm.
It would fracture if you tried to break off a 25-cent piece of amber.
True, and you can burn it also.
And what properties does amber have that we need? And I'm saying that out of ignorance because I don't know.
Well,
I don't know either.
It's used for certain types of crystal, but gold is far less useful to the world economy, good and bad times, than silver is. Silver is your more valuable metal in all times.
Right. Not in electronics, it's not.
Silver? Oh, the
no,
hell
is gold.
Gold's the better conductivity of electricity.
Yes, but
absolutely.
Gold is primarily used for jewelry. It's not used for industrial uses. And in silver appears everywhere, from your light switch to your cell phone. They use silver solder, using electrical connections, circuit boards. And right now, the total production of mined silver is falling behind the world demand, even in this down economy globally. And what's picking it up is salvaged silver or junk silver, people cashing in grandma's silverware. If that stops, we'd be behind, and you'd see silver move 10 times its current price. And you'd have to pay it, because in a washing machine timer, there's about 35 cents worth of silver. If it went to $100 an ounce, okay, so the washing machine goes up $8 in price, but you'd pay it. Otherwise, you'd have no washing machine. Silver oxide conducts electricity as good as silver, where copper oxide doesn't, and all the other metals that you could use for conductivity, aluminum oxide and all those other, won't.
I got a friend of a friend that has been in refrigeration since he started. He's getting ready to retire.
Mm-hmm.
All those contactors that he replaced all those years,
mm-hmm.
he kept them all.
Mm-hmm.
And he melted the silver off the ends of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my understanding he's got 2 40-pound ingots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's a 40-pound or a 40-year, a 40-year industrial career editing.
Yeah. And I was doing the same thing.
That's not
with
bad.
Silver. We used to work in industry with silver solder. I have a roll of silver solder that I bought 40 years ago and paid $35 for the 2-pound roll back then. Okay. And today, I went to just get curious because we do certain solderings for certain processes we need silver for, and I just checked the price of the other day, and it was like $60 an ounce for silver solder, and I paid $35 for a 2-pound roll. I should have bought silver solder back in 1970, invested in that.
And that's in a market that's half of what it was a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. That's right.
It's up 50,
and,
50 cents an ounce
I definitely
though.
Use silver solder, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's awesome stuff.
But anyway, those are the things we're talking about. And like I said, when we're looking at how we got here and where we may be going and things like that, I just want people to understand that what you do and how you affect how we make money here in the United States is going to be the key to every move that is being made.
Correct.
I'm not against this budget.
And the IMF supports you on that. And the IMF supports you on that, Jeff, because 3 years ago, October, they passed a law that the currencies of the world would only be backed with precious metals up to 20% at the most, because there isn't that much precious metal in the world because of the industrial demand. And the other 80% could be verifiable other resources that you can prove you have geologically or in the ground or in hand or crops or anything like that. Anything that's traded as a commodity in the world where there's a known daily price and you can prove you have the quantity to say, that can be used to back your currency up to 80%.
But, Mike, how does that work for the United States, which doesn't own anything? The United States government, other than what's underneath the federal land, the United States government owns nothing. They don't own a single bushel of wheat, a single bushel of corn.
No, but all the stuff
they
have
own nothing.
For export is considered.
They own us.
Tax it.
Well, that's what they're trying to do, Brown, and that's what I keep trying to tell these people about
they
this stupid
health care
law.
Us.
No, they don't. Yeah. They don't own you yet. You know why? Because we still have something like over 500 million guns in this country.
Yeah,
they don't
have,
own
well,
you yet. They want
yeah,
to
they,
own
they,
you, but...
They do own us, Jeff.
Well, Brown...
Only if you
they
want
do
to be
own
owned.
Us.
Only
yeah.
if you want to be owned.
I dare say if somebody from 1840 came into the society and went out there and tried to do what they used to do back then, they would think we were living in an oppressive communist regime compared to the way they
absolutely.
Lived in 1840.
No, I agree.
I agree.
What do you mean I can't drive a stake in the ground and call this my ranch?
And Well,
what do you mean I'm paying a water bill? What do you mean I'm paying a water bill? We shot the guy that tried to dam up the river.
Yeah. I mean, with the urbanization of America, you know, and I think that's the great divide we're dealing with right now is you have the East Coast and the West Coast that are highly urbanized, and we get callers in here from the East Coasts, especially the Northeast, and they can't fathom the way that I live. It's completely foreign to them. And I can't fathom the way that they live. I mean, I took my daughter one time to Aberdeen Proving Ground for a Sea Cadets course. Mm-hmm. If I had to drive in traffic like that every day, it's no wonder those people are shooting each other. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it, so I don't live there.
There's ways around it, but I hear you as far as the traffic. I couldn't deal with it either.
Yeah,
I don't deal with it. I work at home.
I do have friends in New England.
That's a great...
who are independent, who do live the way you do, Stick.
When you were talking about going out and fixing a water pump, I'm like, why the heck is he out there working on his car when it's snowing out there?
Oh, that kind of water pump.
What the heck is he... Why is he doing that? Why couldn't he just wait till the snowstorm was over?
Why couldn't you be like, he doesn't have a Tesla. It doesn't have a water pump.
8, 6, 4.
He's from California.
I'm gonna make you guys.
I'm
gonna make you guys laugh about something when I come back, too, about something I posted on my Facebook, and I got every kind of answer to what I said than what I said, and it just gives me to know people are ignorant, and they don't know, and I feel bad for that they don't know, and maybe I shouldn't, and maybe I should, but I spent a lot of time when I was in severe pain talking to people last night and this morning. In fact, I was talking to some people last night on my little phone while I was laying up in a hospital bed. And, you know, it irritated me to the point that I was glad when they came down to get me for an MRI. But you know what? I know that for these 20 days, it was 20 days that... I'm glad that if I was going to have a problem that I had it then, because at least there was somebody not too busy to wait on me, and I didn't stay in the emergency room more than 2 hours.
Hey, Beasley, I heard that in California there's a huge number of doctors that are opting out of the system. Have you read anything in the local papers about that?
No, I saw my doctor last week, and I've been in the emergency room within the past couple of months, and it's amazing. I guess it's a little more rural where I am compared to the city. They see me within 20, 30 minutes.
That actual quote was attributed to an AMA polling of the state of California. I think it was the AMA California chapter, that came up with 7 out of 10 said they're not going to play the game and they're thinking of retiring. But that was a survey, and that, you know, and again, it wasn't due to kick in until after the first of the year.
I do have a friend in the healthcare industry. And what doctors are concerned about is losing their...
Okay, you can say that on the other side, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We're top of the hour news. We're going to be right back after these messages in the top of the hour news.
100. Visit our website.
So after he comes back, he's going to tell us what's on his Facebook that he wrote in pain and will deliver in anger. Okay. Or frustration, or whatever his mood is when he comes back from the news. I just got hailed from the other building. I got to run over in the other building here in the complex here for a few minutes, and I'll be back. I don't know who's here to talk to you, Beasley. This is an opportunity. I do enjoy conversing with you, but unfortunately, that's not my reality right now.
I'm working as we speak too. I'm checking up on packages coming out and in. And
there you go. I'll see you in a few.
All right. Nobody's here? That's a switch.
I'm here. I'm just listening.
Hey, Diva. How's it going?
Hey, Beasley. Now I know why Jeff was so upset last night on his Facebook page. He was drugged up, probably. Or he wasn't making any sense.
Well, that's Jeff most of the time.
Let me give you a rundown of the conversation before Jeff comes back, because I know I'm going to be talking, and we're just going to end up probably in a screaming match.
So it was you, it was you and him that had the exchange?
It was me, him, and a few other people. Jeff had made a point. He was trying to make a point. I got his point where he was speaking about the forefathers. The first thing they did, I believe he said after signing the Constitution or establishing the government, was, was to go to this church in New York and pray. And that place is still standing, and it's at Ground Zero. And when the planes hit and all that happened on 9/11, that was the only thing that was left standing.
He was
trying to make a reference point about how our government should go back to that way. Well, he fails to not understand that sometimes in the context of long Facebook discussions, the conversation may change, and then people may only answer one particular point that someone else has said. So a person that came on, this person is not a Christian, and they got to talking about how the forefathers were slave owners. So then Jeff said not all of them were slave owners. Well,
every last
I pointed out, yeah,
every
they were.
Last one. They were all rich. They were all slave owners.
I said, with the exception of John Jay, I don't believe John Jay's father was a slave owner, but John Jay did not own any slaves.
So John Jay benefited from slavery.
Benjamin
Franklin had two slaves and two indentured servants.
Shucks. Jefferson had a whole flock of slaves.
Oh, Jefferson. And that was my point, too, that I made. I said, because when he said that, that's what I was like, okay, well, I agree with the post that he said. I understood what he was saying, so I wasn't going to speak against that. But I was going to correct him on the fact that he said that not all of them were slave owners. Jefferson had probably the most slaves.
Right. And he also had financial problems, and he didn't even set his slaves free when he died. Because he was concerned
right.
about
and that was
well-being.
And that was the point.
And neither
did
James Madison.
No, James Madison didn't, and James Madison was a bigot. James Madison felt that the Negro and the white man could not live together in society. He wanted to ship all Africans back to Africa. But the conversation became, because I had made a statement, I said slavery, American slavery is an abomination. He said it was not. So then we got into this back and forth about slavery and indentured servitude, and we tried to explain to him, we know the difference between indentured servitude. We're not talking about indentured servitude. We're talking about slavery, American slavery.
Chattel slavery.
And now I understand why he couldn't grasp what we were saying, because he was in pain in a hospital. I was up there like, why does he keep harping on the fact that he kept saying the first slaves that came to America were indentured servants? And I'm like, we know that. We know in the 1600s slavery was not what it was when it became later. So
the question is, you know, you make that comment, but here's a question. Was the slave trade generated by wars in Africa, or was the wars
slave
in Africa generated
was,
by the slave
It was generated
but
by
that
business
the time,
and
but
greed
that wasn't
and
the
free
context
labor.
Of the conversation. We didn't get into all that.
It was generated by a whole conundrum of things, and one of them was greed. How to get the most out of something.
What the colonists did was completely different than any society did previously. Because what they did was they took a person who worked for whatever reason for free, or if they were criminals and they were sent, because the British, Great Britain, sent prisoners over to the colonies to work, but they worked that time off. What the American colonies did was they changed that system, and then you can no longer work that off, and then children who were born of a mother of a slave then became a slave themselves, and they became a slave
and it was,
for
and
life.
It was all created by a black man.
No, it wasn't. Slavery,
yes,
see, the thing about, think about Anthony Johnson is, Anthony Johnson was not the first one who did that. Anthony Johnson was the first black man who successfully argued in a court, in a civil court, that his slaves should belong to him. Because what happened was, Castro stated that his servitude had ended 7 years prior. So then he got Johnson's neighbor and signed a document stating, I'm going to now work for you. But what happened was Johnson sued his neighbor, Parker, to get his slave back, to get his service back. So the court said, well, because you broke your agreement with Johnson, we are now going to sentence you to become a slave for the rest of your life. And that was the first time in that area that happened in a civil court. But criminal courts were turning people over.
Once again,
over
afternoon
and
with Tracy and friends here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. WSOM 600 AM on your iHeart radio dial. And on afternoon with Tracy and friends.com and at Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. We welcome all that are in our chat and all that are online ready to talk. I had an unlisted caller. You were going to be next unlisted caller, so you come back whenever you're ready, and then we're going to continue with the conversation.
I'm right now dealing with something else. I'm serious, and I'll consider you. You seem like a pretty good guy, and I'm a little bit tired of them. And
is Brown, taking orders on the phone?
It's not me.
I think Brown's doing business.
Is Brown doing business on the phone? Let's listen in, y'all.
No, I've told you again. All my transactions are via telephone. Okay. Seems to work out for me. Give me a call.
Brown.
Around the same time.
Brown, you're broadcasting to the whole world, brother.
Brown, we need you to send us a check now, since we heard you making money on the phone.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I tried to put the phone down so you didn't hear.
Too late. Now, you know with your kind of voice, man, you ain't putting no phone down nowhere unless you put it down next door.
I was speaking. I was trying to speak softly. I wasn't trying
to
broadcast.
No, Brown. You got to know. You and I have those type of voices that they just aren't quiet. You know what? We can't even talk quiet if we try to do this.
Yeah,
unless I do it my Nancy Pelosi. We have to pass the bill before we actually find out what's in it. Food stamps are boosting the economy.
Or you can do your Sarah Palin. And I see
Premier
of Russia right over there, and I wave to him from my backyard.
She never
so
said that.
Keeping an eye on them.
That was Tina Fey.
That was Tina Fey said that, and she never said that.
And I got to give Tina Fey credit. She did it.
She did say that when Putin flies over in that airspace,
we see
that she can see Russia from certain parts in Alaska or some. She didn't say certain parts. She can see Russia from Alaska.
You can see Russia from certain parts of Alaska. You absolutely can.
Well, she didn't clarify, though. She did not clarify and say certain parts. She said, I can see Russia where I'm at.
No, she did. No, she did not.
She said she can see
Alaska, not from her house.
Please, I won't defend Nancy Pelosi, but please don't defend Sarah Palin. I don't know why you people do that. I really don't.
Listen, man. Listen.
She's a very
Brown. I will defend you when you're right. And if somebody lies on you, I will say no, that ain't Brown. Because somebody called you the other day and said you. And I said no. Brown is not. He's not a impractical type of person there.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll give it a little.
Hold on.
Let South Carolina speak, please.
Yeah, that whole incident with Sarah Palin saying that she can see Russia from her back porch, you know, that was something that was said by Tina Fey, okay, on Saturday Night Live. So people need to get off of that. That was
She said something in that context. Her Katy Perry, it was either Katy Perry or one of her interviews. She said something like that.
Let's say something that she did say. Katie Couric asked her, he said, so you keep abreast with world affairs. You know, what newspaper do you read? She said, I read all of them. She said,
yes, she did.
Ones? She said, "What?" She said,
"No,
you know, all of them, all of them." She doesn't read a damn thing.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah. I think she probably does. You're not giving her enough credit. She also said there were going to be death panels, and there are. Guess what?
There's
the independent patient advisory board is a death panel.
Yeah.
And Krugman admitted it, and so has other.
She also said Obama's a terrorist.
Wait a minute now. Hold on, Diva. Who does he support over there in Libya?
You tell me.
He supports the Muslim Brotherhood who's killing Christians.
Right.
And in Egypt, who does he support?
He supports
the Muslim Brotherhood who's killing Christians left and right just for being Christians. Yes, he is supporting terrorism, so in part, he is a terrorist. So now, everybody wanted to call Bush a terrorist. Let me finish, Brown. They called Bush a terrorist for going over into Iraq, and they've called him one for going into Afghanistan, which Barack Obama called a just war. So now, I want to know why she's wrong for saying what she said.
I think they should. You know what? You convinced me, Jeff. I think we should elect her president.
No, I'm not saying that she should be president.
I'm
saying this. She's not stupid, is what I'm trying to say. And she had 49 governors vote her in as governor of the year for a particular reason. And if she was dumb or stupid or ignorant, she would not have been able to pull that ignorant off, that thing off that she got voted in as governor of the year for. That's why they picked her to be vice president. Because
name another governor of the year, since it's such an important, prestigious award.
Well, I can say that
Rick Perry was governor of the year.
He showed how quick he can think on his feet. He showed what an articulate, smart guy he is.
Well, see, Brown, let me say this to you. Everybody that's in politics is not necessarily a politician, per se. They are just some people that have gained prominence and they gain power because their business acumen,
Jeff, listen to what you're saying. Everybody that plays football is not a football player. Everybody that's in politics is running for office is a politician, Jeff.
That's not true.
Yes.
That's not true.
My God.
Okay, and like I said,
how can you have a discussion with someone like this, Beasley? This guy is telling you politicians aren't politicians. You can't tell me anything, Jeff. I don't want to debate it with you, but you just can't tell me anything and expect me to buy it. If a guy runs for office, he's a politician.
Hey Brown,
that's just the way that it is.
When you get a
guy like a Herman Cain, who is a very successful businessman that decides to run for office,
right?
Is he a businessman or a politician, Brown?
He's a politician.
You're saying anyone who enters the political arena is a politician.
They are trying to become politicians. They are any
no,
political leader.
No, that's
that
a different story.
Are,
trying
when
to become
you enter
is
into
not
the political
being
arena,
one, Brown.
You are
Brown.
Trying, you are transforming.
I,
you are not
I agree.
Already a politician.
I agree.
You are
with
transforming
that,
yourself into
but,
being a politician.
I agree.
You
but
have
you
desires
agree.
To be a politician. And I would also
I agree,
say
Brown.
This. I would also say this. Someone that can successfully navigate corporate America as a CEO of a multi-million dollar company, yes, they have political skills. So,
I agree with you on that statement, and so does David.
Right,
go ahead.
Right. But so do you believe that everyone who seeks public office is
there
seeking
are,
public
no
office
absolute,
for their own for
there,
their own
there, there are
grand,
no absolutes,
aggrandizement?
There are no absolutes in life. Rick Perry is a politician. So is Sarah Palin. So is Nancy Pelosi. They're all politicians, yes.
I'll say
okay.
this. Nancy Pelosi is not a, is definitely a politician. I would say that what's her name from
Alaska is not a politician, and she's definitely not a seasonal.
She's definitely not polished.
Right, or polished, because Alaska is not mainland USA. And when you are in that isolated part of the world, that's what it is. It's an isolated part of the world.
Right.
It's not connected to here. And your histories and things.
You mean an isolated part of the world like Hawaii?
Like Hawaii, yes, sir. It's exactly what I mean.
What could be more isolated than Hawaii?
I agree with you.
The difference between Barack Obama and Sarah Palin, if you're looking at career versus career,
one's a president, and the other one is. Go ahead.
Just hang on. Let me finish,
ahead.
And I'll let you
go
talk.
Ahead.
If you're looking at their careers, Barack Obama was brought in through the Ivy League political elitist system.
Absolutely.
And Sarah Palin was not.
Absolutely.
Sarah Palin went to college in Nebraska or Iowa or somewhere like that.
She went to the University of Idaho, and maybe that's why he's president and she's out there on the speaking tour.
The reason why he's, come on, Diva. You do not have to be ignorant and laugh in the phone.
That's not ignorant, Jeff. Let her laugh.
Yes, it is.
Let her laugh.
Funny.
I'm pointing out facts.
Brown, guess what? You and her can wait till I finish then, okay? Because I'm not putting up with no BS. We're running a show here, and there's more than just you and I and her listening. We're going to do this decently in order. Once again, Sarah Palin is from Alaska. She did not get silver spooned brought up. She lived out on the economy and on the stuff that she did. And she thought that she could do a better job for her country. She's a minister. She's an ordained minister in her elder in her church. And she is a godly woman. And I don't care what you have to say about it, because that was her background. Her background was not politics, but she wanted to do something better, which was the plan of the United States in the first place, is for normal people to go to Washington, D.C., serve their country in the Congress, and break their butts back home. That's what the plan was. But instead, you get an Ivy League silver spoon, never had a poor day in his life, Barack Obama, who went to every best of grade school. Well, he went to Muslim school for the longest time, so we know that.
The highest priced private high school in Hawaii, lived in the highest priced zip code in Hawaii.
Absolutely. Period.
And I have to agree with Brown.
Wait a minute. Okay. Add one other caveat that I didn't agree with Brown, that every single one of his freaking mentors and his mother's grandmothers and grandfathers and his mother's friends were all political communists and socialists.
Yes, they were.
Okay, so now let's stop the BS here. That's the caveat. Go ahead.
All right, but I have to agree with Brown, though. He came from an Ivy League background.
Absolutely.
And which meant he was above being able to be ridiculed.
We think he came from an Ivy League background.
But I have to agree with him there, that I am very afraid that the powers that be will not allow anybody outside of that Ivy League background to ever get that close to the reins of power.
I know that's right. 440,
hey,
you're next in Alabama. 440, you're next in Alabama.
Yeah, you know, I find it awfully curious that Obama is doing all these background checks on everybody in the United States.
Thank you.
His records are sealed. And you know what? I've never heard of anybody getting a job without proving their work history or their education or anything.
Or their identity.
Pardon me?
Or their identity.
Or their identity, exactly. We don't know that he is a Harvard graduate. We don't know.
440,
yeah.
Can I say one thing to you?
You got it.
I'll say this. That's the whole key to this whole thing. You got this man
NSA-ing put Homeland Security on freaking steroids, which I'm, a lot of them are coursing through my veins at this particular moment. You put them on steroids, and then, but you can't show us what your grades were. You can't show us a real birth certificate because we know your birth certificate is a lie because the numbers came from different places. I don't care whether you was born here or not because I know your mama was American, so it doesn't matter if she got stuck overseas and had you overseas. That don't bother me. Okay, so don't call me a birther or any of this other stuff because I don't care.
No, but you
what
be
I do
honest,
care,
right?
Be honest
about it.
Be honest mm-hmm. about it. And then let's also, because somebody's talking about Ted Cruz was born in Canada. You know, here. If your mama goes into labor while she's out of the country, that's one thing. They're not citizens of Canada, doggone it. So let's stop this craziness. Okay, now,
Jeff,
yeah.
Why are you bad-mouthing the most transparent administration in history?
Oh, you know, because I can't see through it. Because I can't see through it. That's why.
You know what? This is better.
We'll
than
call Rob Brand new after a professional cleaning.
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
I guess they
okay,
muted
no,
the mic.
I didn't know. I was muted and I got a call. I giggle, Jeff. I don't get as excited about this as you do, but you started railing on about
Jeff
Obama.
Gone, Brown. He
Pardon
gone,
me?
Brown. I think they gone.
Okay.
Okay.
Beasley,
yeah.
I prepared this just for you.
Oh,
I'm
gosh.
Now a believer in the end times on this one show because in the book of Revelations it talks about the seven seals,
uh-huh.
right? I'm believing President Obama is the Antichrist because his birth records are sealed, his friends are sealed, his school educational records are sealed, his religion is sealed, his work history is sealed. His health records are sealed, and seventh and final, all his campaign contributors are sealed. We don't know any of these things. So the seven seals have been fulfilled.
Well, don't forget the alleged gay lover that got his brains blowed out. He's sealed for good, too.
No, he's still alive. Larry, whatever. That guy
well,
is something else. I don't know if
that's
true.
Choir church guy. He's talking about the guy that accused him. Talking about the choir director that was rumored for years was his lover. Got shot, execution style, at his apartment.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, what about the plane crash last week where the woman who certified his birth certificate in Hawaii, there was a small going from island to island in Hawaii, and there were eight people on the plane, and she was the only one that died.
You know what, Brown, I'm gonna go with this right here. I was going to say this, but it take an hour for me to get a point when Jeff controlling the show. Is this,
sure.
I feel like Barack Obama is probably the greatest politician I have ever seen. I'm going to tell you why. Barack Obama, it's like the boyfriend. You come in the house, like Eddie Murphy said in Raw, you come in the house seeing with the girl legs spread as they're having sex. He gets up, runs up, butt booty naked, run right up to you. Look, baby, it ain't what you think. And if you going to let, you ain't having sex, and you going to let that become between wild love we got. And he going to actually talk you into, Barack Obama is a pimp. I got to give it to him. You can catch this guy in all types of lies, all types of scandals, and he still can say, that's not what, and people like, no offense, but Diva, they're going to go out there and they're going to get the margin up, they're going to push him hard as they can. So, I got to give it to the guy. The guy's great. I think he's good. Cause, I mean, most people have been in jail or locked up or not even locked up, at least his approval rate. I mean, this dude's still holding around 40%.
I think Eddie Murphy
told his
girlfriend.
The people that suffer from his policies love him the most. I mean, you can't beat it.
Eddie Murphy told his girlfriend, she said, it wasn't me. Are you going to believe me or your lying-ass eyes? No offense, Mike. No offense.
That's just how I look at it. Like, I'm just like, man, this dude is just... Look, I ain't gonna admit this in my younger days. I actually looked up to guys like, man, this guy's sleeping with all the women, man. I wish I could do that's how I looked at it. And I mean sitting there and the girl
you know
will
the problem I have with these conservatives.
A lot of girls would know he a freak, know he a slut, know he out here sleeping around. But when it comes they gonna believe whatever he tell them. And they're gonna whine, they'll be on the list too. That's the same way he's great, man. The guy's slick. He's real slick.
He's a masterful politician. You know, they used to say Reagan was, you know, they used to call him Teflon Reagan.
The great
stuff that stuck on him.
Yeah.
Well, Obama is 10 times better than that at making nothing. I mean, a guy gets out and bald-faced lies, and you can run all the video. 49% of the country still believes what he said was the truth, even though you show them the darn videos of what he said isn't true. And they just go numb on it.
It's not because he's a slick politician. It's because everybody's afraid that they're going to offend somebody because of his color. That's exactly it.
A pimp cannot control. A pimp cannot control what is going on. A pimp can take all your money, and you say, I'm going to go out here and give all the oral sex I can, do my part, because whatever he say, I'm going to do. He can't control the fact the media on his side and everybody, his color, his skin. He's just using that as part of his pimpology to get what it is he's trying to get done.
He's not even using it. They're using it on themselves.
Oh yeah, good point.
He's not even using it. He runs away from racial issues. He's afraid to speak on race. He's a coward.
Period.
His minions use it. Of course he isn't going to say it.
It happens here
his
in my office.
His minions use this.
It happens here in my office, Beasley.
Well, what did
my
he say? What did he tell Jeremiah Wright?
His
said, minions
use it.
He told Jeremiah Wright, you want to tell the truth. He said, that's your problem. You like to tell the truth.
When he gave his little speech on race during the Trayvon Martin thing, it was received all wrong, and they switch it all around. He's afraid to touch race. He avoids the whole racial thing.
He blames black people.
Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We're back right now. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends here on WSN 600 AM. Looking at a little bit of Tibbetts, three steps. Me and Sticks in the air chair here. Well, I'm in the air chair. Sticks is on the other side. It was none of this broke back talk show over here.
No love seats in the studio.
No love.
Although we could do this with a couple recliners.
No,
we need like Captain Kirk chairs.
No. Yeah, that'd be. You know what? That's what I want. I want one of them big chairs
The Captain Kirk chair with the 100-inch TV screen in front of me.
Hey man, they got those things in some of these other studios I've seen across the country. I really don't know what's going on here with these little short back chairs. I fall out the back of this thing, man.
You're in the engine room with George.
Anyway, good afternoon, everybody. We hope you're enjoying yourself and your lunchtime and this time in the afternoon. It is already 1:30 here on a Monday afternoon. Tracy has had to take care of some business again and is making her move. But we just want to let you know that we will be moving in January to the 9 to 12 time slot here on WSOM 600 AM. On WSOM 600 AM iHeartRadio, and on some other places. Sorry about that, Alabama. I was trying to get to you, but I had to make these announcements. But anyway, so when we do move, we don't want you to be, you know, not knowing that we moved, but we just moved a couple hours. So anyway, we're going to go back to our callers here, and we're talking about how some politicians are real politicians or not, because I said Sarah Palin was not a person that was trying to really be anything else but a leader for her country.
Jim Traficant.
Oh, I mean her state, excuse me.
Jim Traficant wasn't no politician.
I don't know about that.
Then let me ask you this. If that's the case, then why did she accept the nomination to be the Republican vice president?
Because you know what? Guess what? Now she's
that,
on a national
know, by
stage.
By her accepting the nomination, just proves. Look, I don't mean to
no,
refute
listen.
You.
No, you can't refute
well,
me.
Well, no.
Hold on, Jeff.
I'm sorry that you said that word. You know that word's a joke. That's a word
like
that
I said, you
Sarah
can't
Palin
refute
made
me.
Up. Listen to this. That's a word. Refute isn't even a word. That's a word
okay.
that Sarah Palin made up.
Okay. She's from Alaska.
She made that up. That's no excuse. It's not acceptable.
According to Sarah Palin, and again, we'll hold the lady to her own words on her own explanation, she said when John McCain called her, she was not interested at first, but he appealed to her sense of patriotism. Sarah Palin is not a politician, like you said, Jeff, but here's what she is. She's a grassroots local celebrity who just kept getting bumped up the ladder. And when you're in a
Absolutely.
State of 500,000 people, it's real easy to pound the stump and do enough speeches to win the election. In a
well,
state,
but you can't. But no, Obama, you can't take away. You can't Obama. Take away her. You can't take away from her what she accomplished in Alaska.
No, no, no.
You can't.
She's
she
a good administrator.
She,
she's a
right.
good administrator.
You can't. You
can't.
You can't. You can't misunderestimate that.
Then
that's
then
another
Obama
word that she made up.
A local
that's another
to a,
word. That's another word that she
one.
Created. You see the difference? You see the reason why people don't elect people like that? That use that
Go
make
ahead,
a word like repudiate.
Because they're worried. Because they're worried more about style over substance.
Thank you.
Because
right.
they
so you
think
want
that
someone,
people
you
they
want
think
some...
that people wait a minute no. You know I'm getting tired of this elitist mentality that we have going on.
What's
in this
the
country.
Elitist mentality? It's called English. She can't even speak English. She
Brown,
makes up words.
Him
and you're
she's
defending
on the stump
it. That's
promoting
wrong.
American
okay,
education.
Because
people, hey, people from where I live, very very well educated people, use words that the rest of the country don't use.
Don't use.
And so, you know, don't go down that highway, because all that is just elitist. That's just an elitist mentality. Well, he talks really good in front of a teleprompter, but when it comes to having any substance, just forget about it.
That's the whole key right there as well.
You know something? If you guys are going to sit here and defend someone using bad English and making up words, creating words out of thin air, if you guys are going to defend that, I'm going to have to let you guys go today.
How many?
And
how many?
Day.
How many?
That's
how
not
many,
elitist.
How many?
That's called proper English.
Harvard,
that's called
Harvard,
proper English. And excuse
how many,
me.
How many words?
Excuse
how
me
many,
if my parents insisted that I spoke proper English when I was
how
in
many,
the house. But let's
George
not
Bush
knock
was,
proper English.
George
that's
Bush,
unbelievable.
George Bush was Harvard educated. How many language faux pas did he pull? Did he come across? Harvard
did
educated
George,
George Bush.
Do you think George Bush? And I'm pretty. And he went to Harvard Law. Do you think George Bush got into Yale or Harvard because of his grades, or
he
because
yes,
of he, or
wrote,
because of who he
yes.
was and his legacy?
Yes, he
or
did.
His
and his IQ was higher than. Yes, he did. And his IQ was higher than Kerry's.
Your
so
IQ is not
here.
A test that an allows
I
you to get into any
I
university.
Say,
there's
whoa,
no
whoa,
IQ
whoa.
Test that allows
Brown,
you to get any school.
That's fine.
George Bush.
That's fine,
George
Brown.
Bush.
Here you go. You're filibustering. You're filibustering.
I'm not filibustering.
Brown.
I'm defending
okay,
then proper
you made
English,
one statement.
And I'm stating a fact that George
okay,
Bush
here's
got
one
into
thing.
Universities
We're
because
not,
of his
yes,
legacy.
You, go ahead, 440, because I want to finish this out. Go ahead.
As far as
who
George,
said that, can they,
George W. Bush, he flew fighter planes, and you cannot be stupid and fly a fighter plane. If any
no,
of
you can't.
Are on the air that has... Let me know about that.
That's true. As a matter of fact,
flying a plane like that.
As a matter of fact, fighter pilot, and nuclear engineer at the Naval Academy is the exact same thing.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Diva. You mean
I
what?
Wouldn't,
go ahead.
I wouldn't say that George Bush was a dumb man and who didn't know how to speak proper English. He may not have came off as eloquent as some people, but he's far above Sarah Palin. I'm sorry. That woman
We're not
is
talking
just,
about being above Sarah Palin, George Bush. He's trying to
so,
he's trying
what
to
I'm
correlate
saying is
that,
you guys are trying to draw a comparison based on how the left feels about George Bush. There's no comparison. We see George Bush on a different level than we see Sarah Palin.
Here's the thing that I'll tell you. There is not as far as this goes, the way that this country is supposed to be run is to have your Sarah Palins and your other people get down
oh,
in D.C.
Correct.
Some
had the framers of the Constitution who were some of the most intelligent, brilliant minds there is. So I'm sorry.
When you want to move your point, but then they're idiots that didn't mean what they said when I'm trying to prove my point.
You cannot say that Obama isn't.
The most eloquent speaker, as far as being a leader, was Hitler. So, bingo, that doesn't necessarily mean a great leader. So,
this is true.
Hey, Yeah, exactly. That doesn't make you a great leader. I don't give a damn how the guy talks. If he's a good leader, that's all I'm looking for. If he's making
you can
right
debate.
Decisions.
That's an easy debate. We can debate that point. But I'm sorry, you cannot debate someone making up language and then trying to pass on as proper English.
What's the difference?
Okay.
What's the
difference?
There is no difference. There
yes,
is no
there
difference.
Is.
People do that all the time, especially people who are not trained.
I can't go into a workplace and expect to get a salaried job using Ebonic sticks.
Sticks.
There's no
we're
way.
We're not talking Ebonics. We're talking individual.
Alaskan Ebonics, African-American culture Ebonics. It's all the same. If it's not proper English, it's not accepted in society.
You right now, but you can go into a job in an interview and once or twice say y'all and get away with it.
Oh, I've never. I would never do that.
Defending making up words that don't exist. And improper English is a new low. And you guys complain all the time about the decline of America and how things aren't how they shouldn't used to be. And in the same breath, I'm hearing you condoning
that's wrong when
this improper English.
No, because what you're doing is you're bringing
up
one or two
words.
Cases.
You can't make up
words.
It's not,
but how
proper
often,
English
if,
is not.
When you graduate from college, there's no way you should be using improper English
correct.
In a public setting.
Underestimate.
Now, around
hold on,
friends.
I'll get you in there. Listen.
Yeah,
oh,
you know,
really?
You know what?
No, around friends in a circle, in a private circle. You know, that's.
Hold on,
you
hold on a minute.
You want,
in defense of President
Diva,
Bush, at least he
Diva.
Was in favor of Head Start. And Sarah Palin's against core education.
Amen. Listen to me. Listen to me. You know, because of culture, people make up words and they make up statements. Ebonics is looked at.
You guys are going to defend it to the
end,
huh?
Can I finish? Why don't you be quiet and listen, Brown? And why don't you be quiet and listen? That's what you need to do for a second instead of trying to cut across somebody and correct them. Now, it's the Tracy and Friends show, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, and we're friends, so we got the score. Okay, making up language does not denote your intelligence. Not at all. One has nothing to do with the other. It has to do with culture, borders, who you are, where you come from, what something means to you. And when people try to speak, you have to understand, Brown, you are a very intelligent guy. Are you familiar with the five registers of language?
If God had not intended for us to
I asked you
animals,
a question, sir.
I'm trying to answer
I asked
the question,
you a question,
Jeff. Yeah, and you
okay.
won't. I'm trying to answer the question. If God had not intended for us to eat animals, how come he made them out of meat?
Oh, my God.
Sarah Palin said that.
I said that. Has,
Sarah Palin
well,
said
well,
that. Sarah Palin
that?
Said
that.
Sarah Palin
Brown,
said
Brown,
that. No, she said that.
That's a folksy way.
That's Brown, that's like me saying all,
oh God,
all
how,
God's animals
why
have
do you
a place
guys
right now.
To the matter.
Gay marriage, Sarah Palin said.
Idiot.
Brown,
and I'm the
Brown
subject,
because
gay marriage,
kind of
Sarah
people.
Palin said, if you weren't supposed to marry a man, why are they made out of hunks of meat?
Brown, if I stick a microphone in your face 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 6 months,
oh God, another
I guarantee
excuse.
You I can pull
why
stuff.
Don't you just admit it like
sorry.
Everyone else knows that she's an idiot?
Sorry.
Stop
President
it.
Obama grew
up. I have another quote
from
her. I have another quote.
Nowhere, and you didn't hear him step out.
I have another
I like
quote. I have another
now.
Sarah Palin quote.
Yeah,
they
I'm
are,
sure you
are,
do. I have.
They are also building
Brown,
schools for the Afghan children. So there's open opportunity for our neighboring country of Afghanistan.
Brown, and the president
what?
Said there's 57 states, too.
He sure did.
So,
he,
you know, I mean, we can go with
that.
This
he
all
was
day
also
long.
President of the Harvard Law Review.
And we're not going to defend
well,
it. He didn't
well,
say
well,
57
well.
States.
Diva,
yes, he did.
Yes, he did. I had the freaking code.
He did,
don't
he
come
did,
to me with
did,
that
message. He did say that.
He sure
his
did say
plans
that.
Included Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq.
I'm
sorry.
Once again, when she said, if she said something like that, I don't know if you're involved in politics whatsoever. I've been involved with it all my life. Okay, the road is grueling. sometimes you go 20 hours a day and no sleep, no rest. And your handlers are getting tired as well. Now, I've traveled with several statewide politicians and with several presidential candidates. I understand what the thing is. It's nothing easy to do. And we're getting ready to go to break here in about 20 seconds. So I want you guys to hold on. I'm bringing you back in. I got to hold on. Got to go pay a bill. But the thing is, it's grueling. And when you come into something like that and you're not trained to do it, it's going to kick your butt because it is a different animal. It's not the same as any other thing. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back after these messages.
That's a bunch of bull.
I agree with
you. Palin ran a campaign. She ran for mayor of Wasilla. She ran for governor of Alaska. So that's bull. But it's okay when the conservatives.
It's okay when the conservatives
messed up. But when a Democrat messes up, oh, it's the end of the world.
Well, I don't see how people can be so unwavering, no matter what they hear. They have an excuse or a defense for it. Refudiate is not a word. it's just not. And I said it as a joke, and Jeff repeated it. I'm like, I can't believe you're doing
this. I can't even say anything because I was just speechless.
I'm sitting here on my iTouch looking at some of her famous quotes. I mean,
I was like,
and then
wait a minute, refudiated?
That's like I have a friend of mine whose name I won't use. You would know who he is. He's a sports celebrity, and he and I joke. He's a black man. We'll joke all the time. And right now he's really into painting and stuff. And I said, why don't you go back to your artistication, and I'll go back to my
entrepreneurial
latent.
And they get ridiculed and laughed at by us just as much.
I know.
And if that makes me an elitist, good grief.
I just find it funny that Sarah Palin is anti-core education and then misspeaks, and somebody would defend her right to misspeak. And like I said, fittingly, but it's true, at least George Bush was in favor of Head Start.
Right, because he got it on the Internet.
President Obama.
So it's just like, and again, why are we even talking about this? It's irrelevant.
Yeah, it's not relevant because I won't let it go because they won't concede even a fraction of a point.
Well, you got to forgive Jeff. He's on steroids right now. He's dealing with pain, so.
He's always on steroids.
Radio roids.
Oh my gosh.
You made me mad.
That Diva laughed. Put me on mute because Diva laughed.
He put me on mute too, and I have to sit there and listen through Ben's corny jokes, his corny jokes.
Oh,
but the minute I find something that was funny, that was funny to me.
I'm reading it because it's funny, but it's her words.
No, it's funny because you said that's why President Obama is president because he went to Ivy League schools. He's president. She went to the University of Idaho, and that's why she's not.
I mean, that's
like,
almost the truth. She's huge.
And my mind clicked,
yes.
And I was like, dang, that is the truth. That's so true. It's funny.
I thought she went to some school in Wisconsin. I didn't know.
She went to the University of Idaho.
Idaho.
She went to two different schools.
Oh, she was.
She didn't do too well at one school.
And, of course, you can't pick a more stereotypical college career than to tell somebody you were a cheerleader for 4 years. I mean, that's like in the 50s when somebody said, well, why do you want to make her your wife? Well, she was an airline stewardess. Oh, there's a virtuous woman you take home to mom.
Well, I think she majored in journalism.
Why did Obama seal all of his records?
Hold on.
No. Nobody
you know
feels
why?
The record.
Because, all right, all right. See, I'm not afraid to concede a point because there's probably something in there that he doesn't want you to see.
But he admitted that it must be really bad.
Call him now to talk to Tracy and Friends on Newstar 600 WSOM.
He receives weekly melatonin.
Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, and we are back here live on WSM 600 AM, and we're going to go right back to our callers online because I think that somebody was getting ready to come in and say something. Yeah, and I cut you off. Was that you, 440, or is that not? I'm not so blind.
Not me.
You know what, Jeff? Everybody has their strengths and weaknesses. You know, just because somebody isn't very good with grammar doesn't mean that they are not smart. I have a 141 IQ. All right? My grammar isn't very good. But mathematics, I can hold my own with anybody. Anybody.
Gotcha.
And that's why I got hired. Okay?
Sure.
You know, if somebody makes a misstep with words, that's one thing. I mean, you have to see what the intent was. All right?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm sure she didn't intend to hurt anybody by her, you know, lack of grammar. But, you know, we can't pick apart every little thing.
Well, the thing is, we pick apart.
If you're starting to affect the masses, like our current president is, then we got to have a long talk. And he is affecting the whole mass, the masses. I'm going to tell you one more thing, and then I'm going to get off. My wife's health care went from $172 a month to $814. He's going to tell me that's affordable health care? I'm going to tell you what, I am so red hot over that, you don't even know the words I want to say. And I can make up.
But you just weren't intelligent enough to know that you didn't have a good health care plan.
Yeah, she wasn't. She wasn't intelligent to know that. And just look, you didn't have that. You
that's right. That wasn't good enough health care.
Your health care plan was not up to par. And because it's not up to par, I guess they're going to have to charge you more because you have to have all these other things in there, like a prostate exam and all this other stuff, even though you don't have a prostate. And
65-year-old women
have
maternity care.
Excuse me, Jeff. At 62 years old, my wife doesn't need birth control. She doesn't need prenatal and every other doggone thing.
Hey, he'll tell you like this. You never know. Sarah was 90 when she had a baby. And so even though we don't really believe in the Bible and things like that, separation church of state, she just might need them. You never know. I can't stand this craziness. We major on minors, and we don't look at what is being said and what is being done. Sarah Palin is a very non-savvy person. She's not stupid. She's non-savvy. People thought, let's take a thing.
I can read a quote.
I have
what
all that
kind of
is, if you are not savvy, and don't make yourself to be more than what you are. She made up those words.
She didn't make herself more than what she was.
Finish.
She was asked.
She
I'm not going to let you finish because you started with a lie.
She wants
you
to
started
come
with a lie. I'm not going
to
allow you to do it. Okay? I understand that. I said, you started with a lie, so I'm not going to let you do it. She didn't make herself out to be more.
Forgive me.
She did not make herself be out to be more than she was. She was asked to do something. She turned it down twice before she accepted it.
I wasn't talking about politicians. See, that's what you failed to realize. And you know what? I forgive you.
We were talking about Sarah Palin.
Not talking about her political aspects. That's what you get. See, you jump in and you don't even care to listen and get the entire context. If you had just been
aspects?
Quiet, you would have got what I said. I wasn't talking about her political acts, her political aspirations. I'm going to talk about that.
Now you just did a
but
faux
I was
pas,
talking
right?
about was the fact
we
that
should
she
hold
tries
that against
to make
you.
Herself seem more than what she is.
Diva.
She makes
Diva.
Words. She strings words together that doesn't make any sense because she wants to come off as more eloquent, more than what she is. If you don't know a certain word, make up stuff. And she does that.
Diva?
And y'all sit up there and
Diva?
Act like it's okay.
What state
she
did Barack
strings
Obama
words
run?
Together that makes no sense.
What state did
makes
Barack
no
Obama
sense.
Run? What company did Barack Obama run? What executive experience did Barack Obama have when he was elected chief executive
officer of the Chum Gang?
I'm not talking about experience. Are you guys gay? That's not what I was talking about. I was talking about how
and
she
that
goes
qualifies
to
him here in California. He was, he was the president of the Choom Gang.
Diva, I know some very, very successful, very wealthy people that if you spoke to them, you'd think they were dumber than dirt.
I sure would. I mean, it shouldn't be that way. Because when you have yourself in a certain position, you shouldn't sound stupid. You really shouldn't. That's
well,
just my
what?
Opinion. You
guess
may not
what?
Like
there
you may not agree with
it. People spend more time achieving than they do sitting
don't,
in front
I don't
of
care.
Well,
I don't care. I took the time to
the
make sure that I learned English. I learned the proper context of English and to use it in certain settings when need be. And when I'm in that setting, I don't use the language I use with my friends and family.
Then how
so,
did, and how did Jeff just trip you? Why did you just trip up here on the air?
I didn't trip up on the air. I said,
yes,
Lord, excuse me, because I was about to cuss.
No,
that's you
no.
guys, this is a friendly setting. You guys are friends, so that's different. If I was going in for a job interview, if I was doing a something on TV where I was in a position and it affected my business or something, that's completely different.
Diva,
but to talk
I guarantee
to
you,
guys,
I can stick a microphone in your face for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 6 months, and we could string together a whole line of faux pas just like you're doing for Sarah Palin.
You won't catch me stringing words together to try to make sense.
Just like they did.
You will
George
not
w.
catch
Bush,
me stringing words
like
together to try to make sense, to sound more, to make myself
this,
sound
this,
more than
like,
what I am. That, sir, you will not be able to do.
Yes, I will. I'll catch
no,
you. I'll catch
will
you
not.
In so many word faux pas, and so many
no,
misused
it's just
words.
Because they might catch you in so many
Diva,
word
take,
faux pas does
anybody,
not mean you'll catch everybody in so many word
any,
faux pas. It's one thing
it,
to misstate a fact. It's one thing to misquote, and it's one thing to misspeak. When you purposely do it, which is what Sarah Palin does, and you guys don't want to admit, that's another thing.
No, wait a minute, first of all, I'll stop it once again, because you said something that is not true.
Okay, whatever. I'm done with this argument.
Well,
conversation.
You're done with,
y'all
when you can't win,
bye.
That's what you do, so go ahead and run. But here's the bottom line. Sarah Palin does absolutely do it on purpose, because that's her that's what her particular, what do you call it, character, not character, but where you're from.
That's her shtick. That's her shtick.
Then that means she does it on purpose. It's not an accident.
No, people from Alaska do it because that's where she's from. That's what they do because that's what they're used to. Local caller, you're in there.
Yes. Do you remember when Obama said they have not questioned my Muslim religion?
Right.
And the narrator had to say, you mean your Christian religion. On December the 12th, at about 7:30 a.m. on your radio station, it was American Morning News, and there was a black man that came on that was acquainted with the Muslim religion, and he made the statement that Obama is in favor of Sharia law, and that he said there was 57 states, and that was absolutely correct. That was not wrong. As a black man stated, there is 57 states of Islam, and that's what Obama was, how he made his mistake. People better wake up that we've got a foreigner in charge of our country and an illegitimate commander-in-chief.
Okay.
Well, there's no doubt about it.
Try telling
that,
the Secret Service that.
It doesn't matter about the Secret Service, Doc. I mean, the thing is people are being stupid, and they're not paying attention because what they perceive to be something right because the news media told it. And the thing is you have a person that never did a doggone thing in life,
one
period, but go to school.
One more thing, Jeff.
Possibly.
Can I get one more thing in here?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Okay, I called Tracy. And I wanted and left a message on our cell phone because I wanted the name of that black man at 7:30 a.m. on December the 12th. Can't you go back through your archives and find out who that person was? Because I've been searching for his name, and I cannot
Clarence
find
Clarence Thomas him. Was his name, sir.
No, come on, Brown. Come on, Brown. Oh, this is something. Listen, I'm trying to find this thing because you know what they do here on your lookups
when you go to look up something negative on Google, you can't find anything for a Barack Obama and most of the Democrats. They'll give you the heading of it, but when you get there, you can't find anything there. Okay, you can't listen. Nobody remembers when he sat up there and said that a Muhammad. Muhammad, Jesus, and Abraham prayed together on the mountain of transfiguration. See, you won't hear that, and that's a Muslim teaching. See, you have to understand that that's what they do. But you're not going to see it. But you have a conservative that made lines up, or said something really ominous like that is ominous. It'll be all over the news.
Can I ask you a question? Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Most
ma'am.
Of the left, a good majority of the left are not Christians. So why do you expect
Doesn't
for
matter.
All that? Why do you expect for that to bother them? Why do you expect
once again,
for the people who voted for him? Why do you expect
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
I would.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see that a lot of my friends. A lot of the people I associate with who are Democrats may believe in a higher power, may even believe in God, but they won't consider themselves Christian. So a lot of the people who voted for him, you guys keep bringing this stuff up as if it matters to them. They don't
once
care.
Once again, why do they attack? They won't put him out there for the left. But they put everything that they can find and then lie. Look at what
who's
Al Sharpton's been doing.
Who's they? Who's
the
they
left that? And the left, the media will find every negative thing about a Republican or some conservative to say or to print. But they will not print a single thing negative about a Democrat or on the left. You have to fight to get
thing.
That done.
That's the nature of the right
they
and the left.
So hold on a second. So the media didn't go after Anthony Weiner.
Anthony Weiner was being lewd.
But hold on,
answer
the question, Jeff. Of course.
Oh,
look,
absolutely,
not,
they went after him. After how
true.
Long? After how long?
No, that was immediately.
After
he
how long?
Blast.
No, it was not immediately.
The media was all over him as soon as when he was in Congress and he was sending out his picks and doing his thing, the media was all over him. There were
as
four
we'll talk about that.
And
we're
going to
pick that up the next hour. Brown, we're going to pick it up the next hour. I want to get one
okay.
in before we go to break. Local unlisted caller, you're in the air. You got 2 minutes. Not local, but unlisted caller. You just called in. Unlisted caller. He called
come
in the 347. Yeah.
Come on, Sarah Palin. Put the phone.
Okay. Sarah just left. She was
right.
in the room she just sent me a text. Thanks, Jeff, for defending me. I appreciate it.
There you go.
All
no,
right.
I think she had the receipt. She had the ear part by her mouth and the mouth part by her ear. But it's all right.
Okay, bro.
I'm trying to figure out what words she can use that none of us ever heard of.
Well. We repudiate that. we repudiate that. Excuse me, I said it right. We repudiate that. Whatever the word is. See, I can't even mix it up right good.
And we're going to deal with our strategery.
Yeah, we're going to deal with our strategery here. And
I'm sorry, my
no.
aunt. I grew up with my aunt saying because my family is really from the South. My aunt growing up with Southern dialect, well, a couple of my aunts, and misspeaking and mispronouncing words. 20 was a 20. Shrimp was scrimp. And I corrected them all the time. I'm sorry. And here I was, a little girl in grade school, middle school, correcting people's English. I just can't see how people could defend her saying refute it or what did she say, strategery?
She said refudiate, and I don't know the other word, and they just keep defending them.
This is not a woman who is saying words based on local dialect.
No, she said.
This
she
is a woman who is trying to make herself sound more intelligent and sounding like the elitist that she hates and using words
the elitist that she hates that she wants to be.
Exactly.
The sad part is that she has a degree in communications.
Well,
I've been doing a lot of reading since we've been talking.
Yeah, she does. That's why I said, wait a minute, she went to school because she was a sports journalist, I do believe, at one time. She was a sports journalist. That didn't pan out too well for her. But she didn't grow up poor. I'm sorry. She didn't grow up poor. If you consider a two-parent house home and having, not worrying about bills and, you know, they weren't rich, but she wasn't poor either. They were more like lower middle class to middle class.
Right.
So for them to say that she grew up, she didn't grow up with a silver spoon. Yes, she didn't grow up with a silver spoon. She wasn't rich, but she didn't grow up poor. I mean, poor to me is having to rely on government assistance. You know, hand to mouth every paycheck.
That's the difference. And, you know, I don't know. I just don't see how they could defend her and not laugh at her.
I mean, I can, but
I don't see how they defend and have an excuse or a story for everything, and I don't give them the same fight. I just don't give them the same fight. I have, you know, I see Obama as a politician. And I see where he's told things that aren't true. You know,
They all are.
But they were, when he was defending improper English and making an argument for improper English.
A new low.
I mean, that's a low. That's a real low.
Especially as when it's okay for someone from the sticks, the Hicks. Places like Alaska use bad grammar,
They had schools there, too. You know, in school,
right, but it's okay for them
English.
To walk around like country bumpkins, but someone in the inner city with their pants down, their hat backwards, and speaking a different language that you might understand.
We had that debate on there when they were talking about Black folks and lack of achievement, you know, and then I learned that they were in the, you know, that the show is, that whole area is considered the Appalachians, and we went into that, and they defended that it was okay for them to do, you know, to live the way that they lived, or to have, what we were talking about is intergenerational poverty. Yeah, it's unfortunate.
So they were saying it's okay for...
They were defending the lifestyle, you know. But first, they were pointing at intergenerational poverty and government dependence as a Black thing.
Okay.
And I just said, well, what about these people here in the Appalachians? I've been in the Appalachians. These people have been poor for, you know, decades and decades and decades. When does someone take personal responsibility? When does someone pull themselves up by their bootstraps? When does someone use education to get ahead? What's wrong with these particular people? And they, you know, they took offense to that, but they were polite about it. And then I realized how hard what I was saying was, and, you know.
Well, and here's the thing. They don't want to admit that they're just like me. They're loyalists to the right, just like I'm a loyalist to the left. And I'm not ashamed to admit it. I'm loyal to the left. Because I believe in those principles. I believe that people should be able to... I believe in government having a role in American society. I don't see nothing wrong with that. And I see...
Well,
all I've seen all my life is that business, not that they couldn't, not that the private sector couldn't, they just wouldn't step up to the plate. So government has to come in. So that's why I believe in a stronger central government. They believe in less government. But they don't understand. They don't see that they're as loyal to their side as I am to my side.
They don't see that how their beliefs or their political ideology doesn't fit for their circumstance.
That's true.
And that's where you go wrong.
Leaves me in my head because
Yeah, it gives me a headache too.
I don't know what's going on with Jeff nowadays. He's just, normally he could get some clarity, but for him to, because when I first started calling in his show about 3 to 4 years ago, Jeff was very middle of the road. He was more middle than Tracy, and now it seems like their roles are reversed, because now Jeff has turned into a right-wing conservative apologist.
since
the
I've
only
been,
thing that he hates.
Since I've been calling in, that's what he's always been, that never concedes a point, that, you know, that the his veins pop out in his neck, and you can't really, and it's hard to have a rational conversation with him. But, you know.
Well, I thought I was the only one that thought that.
No, no, and he has a hard time being disagreed with. You have to, you know.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. But my thing about Sarah Palin is, it's not that, I don't care that she has political aspirations. If you desire to go into politics, hey, I desired it at one point. It still sits in the back of my heart at times. There's nothing wrong with that, especially if you think that you're going into it because you want to do a greater good. There's nothing wrong with that. But the very fact is,
why can't they just admit that she's dumb and she says dumb things?
Right. That's the thing, because they don't want to. They like pointing fingers at the left, but they don't want to acknowledge what goes on the right unless they deem that person as progressive. But then when the left starts agreeing with them, oh, wait a minute, back up, hold on, we didn't really mean that. Because, I'm sorry, when you stream, if you listen, it's hard to listen to Sarah Palin because she'll put 2-3 words together in a sentence and it makes no sense.
I should read you some more of the stuff that she said.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Sitting here shaking my head. I was like, are you guys really defending her?
What else did she say, Beasley?
Oh, my God. I had a whole bunch of her quotes. Where are they? Let me go back on my little thing, on my little device here.
And she did say, I can see. Now, Tina Fey paraphrased the I can see Russia from my house. But she did say that when Putin rears his little head in our airspace, you can see Russia from Alaska. Now there are some places
you know
in
what
Alaska.
You know what I Googled? I started Googling is Sarah Palin, and then someone said a lesbian of this or that. These are the possibilities that these are the things that come up. So these are things that people Googled before. But dumb was like the third one down.
Oh
top,
my God!
Dumb Sarah Palin quotes. Top
oh
ten
my
stupid
God.
Quotes. Yeah, there's lots of them.
Well, yeah, because. When SNL was able to
that
make...
That's my favorite time of year, even though it's not the time of the birth of Christ. We'll deal with that tomorrow or the next day. Thanks.
Jesus wasn't born a snowbank.
No, but Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
I got that on my... We'll have to play that before
you may say that you don't believe in a white Santa. You know, that's the new one.
Oh, yeah,
Megyn
Kelly. Yeah,
oh,
Jesus
boy.
And Santa Claus were white. Get
yeah.
over it.
Jesus wasn't white. Sorry.
Yeah, Megyn, you messed that one up.
You messed that one.
Even I understand that Jesus yeah. wasn't white. He was a Jew. So.
And I could care less what color he was anyway, as long as he saved me.
Yep.
I'm good.
I agree.
I'm good with it. But anyway, afternoon with Tracy and friends here on WSOM 600
you know,
AM.
Jesus didn't have long hair either.
I don't think he did either.
Because the hairstyle of the day
mm-hmm.
was a short haircut.
Well, I don't think he could have. He was a Nazarene, not allowed to cut his beard or hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was he, I mean, he was a is there a difference between Nazarene and Nazarite? Because
yeah,
a Nazarene,
yeah. Nazarene
Samson was a Nazarene.
Yeah,
right.
Nazarenes are a sect.
Okay, see,
Samson was a Nazarene.
Right, I didn't realize Jesus was a true Nazarene in
mm-hmm.
the same,
yes.
in the same.
Not just Jesus of Nazareth.
Right,
was a Nazarene
right. I thought he was
well.
Jesus. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So,
I learned something today.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot in the Word, and that's what some people don't know.
Have you never addressed post?
Who, what, where? Addressed what?
You never addressed your Facebook post.
Which one? Which part of it?
You said that you were going to talk about it, and you didn't.
Oh, well, I don't know if it was appropriate. Let me give everybody what happened that I had to beat Diva up on Facebook today for
beat,
and one of
yeah,
her
you
friends.
Complete
I
idiot.
Beat you down, girl.
I
beat you down.
No, I get
you
the sound that you was on
down.
Drugs. You were hurting, so I get why your mind just couldn't grasp
no.
what everybody was saying.
No, you guys were trying to name something that didn't, that is
no,
not
we
what
were
it's
not.
Saying. Well,
okay, the drugs are still right
you
in your
weren't.
Face. Oh, go ahead. Just go
maybe
ahead.
Maybe you weren't. I made a
yep.
statement. Yeah. Go ahead, 440.
Yeah, Jeff, I got to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
How many words do you think Michelle made up when she's seeing her husband doing the selfie with the blonde girl over there at the funeral. How many do you think she made up? And I bet it was more than four or five.
I don't think she made
up.
Her face, she wanted to tear off his... She had a sour face. It looked like she was saying much.
Oh, she was so mad she could have spit.
Damn, put it in her head. This mother...
Go ahead.
Oh, she was saying... Sister Girl came out in her head. She may not have said much out loud, but Sister Girl was all in her head.
I'm going to tell you just like this. I think things were levitating in the plane.
Well, I posted that on your Facebook site there, the picture that says, I don't care who you are, when your wife gets mad at you and tells you to switch seats, you're switching seats.
Yeah.
That's
you're
just
right.
funny right there.
Right. Even if you're leader of the free world.
That's
well,
right.
we know one thing for sure. The sign language interpreter made up more words than Sarah Palin did.
Hey, I mean, you know, guys, that's serious, though. That's scary. Let me say this, though.
Now, somebody said that was the new Republican spokesman. I said, oh, no. That's Carney's replacement because he's much clearer than Carney can speak. So,
you know, guys,
that's
really,
what it was.
Really, I don't care who the
president is. Although how he was
care.
Clear, nobody could get what he was saying.
I don't
even.
Diva, I can't
really interpret ASL, but when I saw him, I was like, wait a minute, something is off. It seemed like he's doing the Macarena or something.
But guys, let's look at this seriously. How did that guy get into the inner circle with our president? Think about
Unbelievable.
It.
Unbelievable, because our Secret Service dropped the ball.
Did our Secret Service drop the ball, or were they ordered by the political arm, not to make a stink?
They drop the ball. They don't answer to anyone like that. Their first and foremost job is to protect the President of the United States and also the previous presidents of the United States. They drop the ball. I don't know how that guy got through.
See, I don't know. I really don't know if I agree with you because I think if the president said, we're not going to make a stink about this, don't worry about it. The South Africans have security handled. The Secret Service is going to do what he says.
The Secret Service don't like him.
That's a possibility, too.
There's a huge possibility.
It's a possibility, too. You never know.
But do you realize the international incident that this could have caused if that guy had went off on any of those people on that stage?
International incident.
You know,
he could have sent the world into turmoil. He could have.
Duke Ferdinand moment.
Right. Anything could have happened. It was real dangerous. I was laughing about it until I realized how dangerous it was.
It was very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Sorry, 440. I was going to bring you in. This is something that I don't think that they didn't know. I think they vetted him because I don't know of any time ever in history except during this administration, people got close to the president that should have been nowhere near him. Don't forget the couple that crashed the White House party,
the Saudis. They just crashed.
In my head, that makes me think: is someone trying to set this man up for a demise, for him to get hurt or something? Because that just seems very odd to me that they're allowing people to get this close to the president.
Then it's his own people doing it, because that's who makes the call.
I wouldn't be surprised if his own people want him dead.
It could be exactly what you said. Could be a rogue. It's possible, and I don't know. It could be a rogue element inside the government inside the Secret Service that's going to let it happen and shrug their shoulders afterwards.
There's a guy that claims that the Secret Service was in on the Kennedy assassination.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
So, I mean, none of this stuff, I mean, it's really sad we're sitting around
contemplating
this stuff because, you know, it should be unthinkable for us.
It should be. Because I don't want it to happen to any president, even one I don't agree with.
Apparently the sign language interpreter had done anywhere from 7 to 10 events, and he was the cheapest. So he's been doing this before. No, he got $77. Apparently he was the cheapest to do the job. Apparently, he's done 7 to 10 events. He was known as a signer. There just probably haven't been any deaf people around, or maybe were deaf.
What I heard was he's schizophrenic and he was off his meds, and he said that the voices in his head and the visions that he was seeing, they were getting in the way of his interpretation, him interpreting properly.
That's what he said, and I don't believe that guy. He doesn't come off as very honest to me.
Yeah,
I agree.
He's also been charged with murder, rape. I'm not sure what other crimes, but I know he was charged with murder and rape years ago. So,
That makes me so mad. That makes me so mad. I mean, because from what I understand, the security was lax. Like, here, to get into an event with the president, you got to go through extensive security. You have to go through at least 2 sets of metal detectors. They confiscate basically anything you have. And they didn't have that in Africa.
That's not true.
And here is
not true. That's not true.
Well, somebody gave an interview that said that the security was very, it's not what it is in America.
But here's we carry our own.
Yeah, when Air Force One goes to a foreign country, they put locks on the fuel tanks. They check the fuel, put locks on the fuel tanks, put an armed guard at every fuel tank. I mean, every step of the president's visit is choreographed ahead of time. And that was one of the biggest things that I heard about this whole fiasco was the South Africans knew that Mandela was going to die and didn't plan anything ahead. This was all done by the seat of their pants. It wasn't like
and
the Reagan.
And now you know why you got what
it
you
wasn't
got.
Like the, it wasn't like the Reagan funeral that was planned years in advance.
And it still doesn't make any sense because our special forces or whatever, who guides the president, our
Secret Service
is there anyway, and they're doing and they're vetting and they're figuring out who's dangerous, who's not. It doesn't matter. You don't see them necessarily, but they're there, and they're getting the job done. There's no place that they don't go.
Thing I can say in their defense is that normally when the president travels somewhere, they know far in advance, and they're there 2 or 3 weeks before, sometimes 3 weeks before, vetting people, investigating, looking at all types of angles and everything. This was kind of happened on short notice, but that's still no excuse.
Yeah, because they're there, and like I said, I'm familiar with it. I know what they do, and that just didn't make any sense whatsoever for that guy to be near all those people. So somebody dropped a huge ball, and they're talking about they're investigating it again now. I mean, why are you investigating it? Is it your people that did it?
Well,
they must be in this type of bubble where they think this American president is so beloved that no harm could possibly come to him.
No, they don't. He got more death threats than any other president in history. So they don't think that. They just ran that.
I'm not getting. That's what I'm not understanding is how is it that all these incidents keep happening?
Because you would also think that someone in the Secret Service, maybe one of the ex-U.S. presidents or any of their staff, would say, hey, you know that guy? I know sign language. That guy's not making any sense right now. Something's wrong. You would think someone would call.
I was watching and saying, he's not making any sense.
I don't know sign language, but I thought it looked strange. I thought maybe he's doing it like in some, you know, African dialect or something.
A foreign country or a foreign language.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is, I honestly believe that most of these foul-ups are being orchestrated by the political arm of the White House. I think they're overriding the Secret Service.
Because
the president does have final say.
And I'll say
I don't think he does.
Yes, he does.
Well,
Kennedy had final say. It didn't work out too good for him.
Right. He wanted to keep his BlackBerry. He couldn't even keep his BlackBerry.
Yes, he did. How'd he take his cell
phone?
He didn't get to keep his BlackBerry. BlackBerry was too hackable.
He does not have his BlackBerry. Different phone.
And when Carter got out of the car and marched down Pennsylvania Avenue, that wasn't scripted. That wasn't planned. The president does have the final say in his security.
Yep. And I'll say this too before we go to break in a minute. I think it's Joe Biden. Because that's the only way he's going to get to be president. Because you talk about a man that's an idiot.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Let's put him up against Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin and make Joe Biden look, put it this way. Joe Biden makes Sarah Palin look like an MIT graduate.
No.
What?
They were side by side, and he schooled her. So
he didn't school her. He bullied her with BS because he didn't say nothing.
Was said so low
I
for
watched
her
it. Listen,
that she came off
Diva,
okay. But he schooled
Diva,
her. He ran
well,
circles
Diva,
around her head.
Let me say this. He should have schooled her because he'd been there a trillion years and she ain't been there but 2 minutes.
So he had
but
a fine line.
Diva,
has to be careful.
Diva, he didn't have to be nothing because they own the media.
Okay,
we're going to break right now. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to listen to Dr. Hill and the Framehouse Gallery and Kingly Car Wash, who help us stay here at Fit Family. They love us, and they keep us here every day. We hope to see you back on the other side of the break here.
If he actually thinks that Sarah Palin fooled Joe Biden...
He doesn't give an inch. That's why they won the
election.
And that's
a bait. And I'm sorry, they think that the media is so controlling. Well, how is it that President Obama's ratings are in the high 30s to low 40s? I mean, if this man was so beloved and lauded by the country, you would think his poll numbers would be extremely higher. And if the media was so biased and skewed towards the left all the time, his poll numbers would be so high because the leftist media only spins President Obama in a positive light. So what he is saying is not making any sense to me. I don't know, Beasley, maybe you can make sense of it. And get me to understand what he's saying, because I'm not getting it. Beasley. Oh, sir, Beasley on left.
Hello?
Oh, Beasley, I'm like, where'd Beasley go?
Oh, I'm sorry, I clicked over. I do have things going on. Hold on, craziest Michelle Bachman quotes. Oh, God, craziest Glenn Beck quotes. Oh, there's a bunch of them here.
Oh, my God.
Let me look at let's look at Michelle Bachman. And these are like their heroes. Oh, my God. Michelle Bachman,
too. She's another one. That's the one thing that I don't mind folksy people. Styx is a folksy guy. And I don't mind him, and I don't mind the way he speaks. But what I do mind is when you're trying to pass that off
come
as
on.
The very
give me a
thing
break.
That you hate.
Give me a break. Right. That just wasn't acceptable.
I'm sorry. I don't go into business meetings. I don't go into speaking as if I'm from the hood. Now, when I'm around my friends and my family, yes, my vernacular is going to change.
Of course. Right.
But, I mean, I took an interest in English and grammar at a very young age. I remember the first time my teacher corrected me when she said, ain't is not a word. And then I was like, okay, well, what else is not correct?
You know how important proper English is?
Very important.
It's the difference between getting a job and not getting a job, making the sale and not getting the sale. People are going to treat you much better.
And they will take you much, they'll take you more seriously.
Right. Right. People take me seriously. Only because I talk good.
Well,
make
only
a joke
certain
every
people
now
take
and then.
Me seriously. They don't take me seriously on this. I think I'm a victim of age discrimination. There are a lot of ageists on this
younger,
show.
You're younger than them. How old are you? 30-something?
33. I'll be 34 next month.
Oh yeah, you're just a little puppy. That's why. You're just a little pup.
But my thing is, like I tell Jeff all the time, I do a lot of research. I love research. If I hear something, you best believe I'm on the computer. I'm reading. I'm getting books from the library because I love to do research. And I love to make sure that I have my facts and all my ducks in a row.
That's important. I mean, that's why I like Google. I don't do it in the library.
In case we live in an area that's wooded. Somewhat secluded. And I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem,
what the heck?
Walk out on the balcony and fire 2 blasts outside the house.
By
shotgun. By shotgun.
Oh my gosh.
With a machine gun, you don't need 30 rounds. By shotgun. By double-barrel shotgun.
And you don't need a flamethrower. And you don't need a tank.
You don't need an AR-15.
Scare those thugs away. No, and I don't need a grenade launcher. I don't need an F-15. There's just one thing I need to do, and I'll stay away from me.
Fire 2 blasts outside the house. By shotgun.
By shotgun.
By shotgun.
Yeah, by shotgun, baby.
You don't need a machine.
You don't need a machine.
You don't need 30 rounds.
So
by shotgun.
By
Americans could be killed by a drone. In your bed at night.
In your home.
Say it isn't so.
Americans could be killed by a drone. In a cafe in San Francisco. You never get notified by your notification. Is the buzz of the drone as it flies.
But at night, so much in the sky.
Before you go until your bed,
bomb in your sleep, you won't get a chance to speak.
Calm down, Senator. To somehow say we would kill people in cafes is simply false.
Yes, sir.
It is simply false.
We don't want to blow up the cafe.
Hey, I'm not that bad. Please don't kill me.
He will not kill you.
Are you going to drop a missile on Jane Fonda?
No, he will not bomb Jane Fonda.
Americans could be killed by a drone.
Calm down, sir.
By a robot.
In your bed at night. In your home.
Calm down.
Your home.
Calm down.
Your home.
Calm down.
Your home.
Calm down.
Your home. Calm down. Your home.
That was silly, man.
All I got to
do is say this. Buy that shotgun, man. That'll hook you up. Hook that shotgun up. It is now 12:30 here on WSLM 600 AM on your radio dial. Jeff and Sticks here in the studio talking to you about what's on your mind here on WSLM 600 AM on your radio dial and on your iHeartRadio dial, and you know the rest of it. We say hey to all the people that were sitting around, all our guests that we don't know who they are. May not be regulars, but you're sitting there in the chat room chatting a little bit and listening to the show. Well, we thank you. And, you know, we want to talk about, because, you know, here it is. We're talking about how lax the security was over there in Africa. We're talking about that we know that those of us who have worked with presidential details, traveled in motorcades, driven for motorcades, know what the deal is about who makes the final call on security, et cetera, et cetera. So with that all in mind, let's talk. All right, fellas in the chat room, you are back large and in charge. There's an unlisted number waiting there. You may want to talk. Just hit your one, and I know you want to come on in. And local number is 330-781-9600.
And there we go. All right. Very smart and intelligent people in our chat room and on our phone lines. We were talking about the security thing. And Obama has more death threats than any other president in the world. I mean, in time. And we certainly understand that, because he's hated from two sides, from the extreme right and from the extreme left. It's not racist left, it's just extreme left.
Whatever.
Many of them are racist, but that has nothing to do with it. It's about whether, you know, racist. See, you think everything is steeped in racism. A lot of stuff is steeped in economics, and a lot of stuff is steeped in who moved my cheese. Because President Obama...
And here is this black man with the most powerful position in the world, and he is making economic decisions. We do not trust black people in that position and to make those economic decisions wisely. That's just my opinion. I'm not saying that's fact. It's my opinion.
You live in Ohio. You live in Ohio. Did you vote for Ken Blackwell?
No, Ken Blackwell's a Republican. Why would I vote for a Republican?
Because,
I voted for him.
Because he was going to do good things for
you. Because you're a conservative. I'm not going to vote for a conservative.
No, I'm a libertarian.
You never listen to nothing
but
Ken Blackwell
said. But you align more with conservative views than anything. So.
Okay, so now you put in Shaky Strickland, who you know went before Congress to say that it's not always a good thing, it's not always a bad thing for an older man to have sex with a younger child, and he did that for
that's
the sake
not,
of...
You knew what the... Now, oh, Lord, how
I knew...
Okay,
you
Lord,
Congress,
forgive me.
Congressman
certain words about to come out my mouth that don't need to come out my mouth. I need to renew
Diva,
my mind.
Diva, out of the entire
you guys
Congress,
knew what he was talking about.
People,
that's the case of, like, a
14-year-old
girl and an 18-year-old boy.
That's what he was talking about.
Diva?
Oh,
Strickland is
that
a pastor, and you guys want to sit up here and act like
Strickland
he was saying that...
Strickland is a Methodist pastor, to be clear.
It don't matter.
If
you
I
will
can't
look it
say
up,
that he is,
if you will look it up,
that.
If you will look it up,
wait
that particular thing was a
I did look it up, and I looked up his explanation. He was talking about...
Why was he and Barney Frank the only two of the entire United States House of Representatives that voted the way they did? Only
what do you
two.
Mean? What the heck does any
Hold
of this
on.
Have to do with me viewing that there are racists on both sides who look at President Obama and are afraid of his economic policies,
because,
not
because
just because
see,
of politics, but because of his skin color? What does anything have Strickland's voting
because
record
you
have to do
everything
anything?
Of race, because you see everything as race, and this man couldn't have been elected president without white votes.
Thank you. That's number
so,
one.
So the race
Lord
issue
have
is
mercy.
Dead. The race
I don't
issue
see
is
everything
over.
As race. I see what is going on in a racial context.
I see what you're right,
I'm sorry, Six. You will
right,
never
Diva.
Know what it feels like to be in black skin. I almost want
to
say the same thing about
you'll never know what it's like to be poor white trash either.
You will never understand where a person
no,
comes from
that
standpoint.
You'll never know what it's
standpoint.
Like to grow up being poor white trash either.
I know what it's like
just,
to grow up being poor and black.
Right.
I know what it's like to grow up being poor and black. And trust me, your poor white trash trumps me being poor and black.
I somewhat doubt it.
Okay. All right. I can't. Okay. All right.
Hey,
history and
Diva,
facts have
Diva,
shown
Diva,
that you could be poor and
I'll
white
tell you why
with
it doesn't.
No record and still come out
doesn't.
On top
because
over
I was
a squeaky
when I was a
clean
young man, no, I will, Diva,
black person.
I will tell you why it doesn't. I will tell you why it doesn't. Because when I was a young man wearing the doors out to try to get into General Motors and they had affirmative action, it didn't matter what my grades were, what my work experience was. They were only going to hire so many people look like me.
No, they're only going to hire so many people look like me because how many of them workers look like you at General Motors compared to how many workers look like me?
What's the population density
and affirmative action
like
didn't mean because you were black, you automatically got in. Affirmative action means, look, you got to hire a certain amount of black people so that you can have some type of equality going on. It didn't mean we're going to hire black people over white people. No, it means we want to diversify
Diva,
that pool.
You can say what you want. I know supervisors. Yeah,
you can say what you want to fix.
No.
I'm sorry. History has shown
you
being white.
Diva,
completely
you cut right across
me
being black.
I know supervisors that worked out there, and they would bring in a group of people, and they would be told, this time we're only hiring black women, or this time we're only hiring black men.
Jeff, I can't believe you're...
I got to stop you, Diva.
Because Jeff knows it's true.
Because I know it's true. And first of all, it's not saying that it doesn't happen the opposite way. It does too much, and that's why affirmative action was added, to give the opportunity for African Americans to enter into positions that they don't normally get into. There's no doubt about it. So I understand it, and it does serve a purpose, and we deal with it for what it is. And a lot of black people were able to get into labor and into management, into other things. Ken Blackwell made sure that any bank in the state of Ohio that was going to reinvest Ohio's funds, he made sure, he told them ahead of time, if you don't, and you're back in, Diva, if you don't hire some black people in management, I don't think that you deserve to use the people's money to invest for you to make money for us and yourself. And guess
Here's
what?
Here's the thing. I don't.
Did you hear what I just said? Did you hear what I just said? I want you to acknowledge what I said.
I heard
That's
what you
the
said.
Thing.
Well, what does it matter
okay.
to me? I won't vote for conservative anyway, and I'm just being honest about that.
Then
I
you deserve what you're
going.
You deserve what you're getting.
Why is it in the state of Ohio Republicans will elect statewide black? Candidates, but Democrats will not.
Okay, you guys are talking to a person when it comes to politics and voting. I don't care what color you are, unless you're on a red ticket or a blue ticket. That's the only color I care about.
Well,
so
the ones that are okay. What's the red? Is red Republican and Democrat?
Red is Republican.
I don't
blue
less.
Is Democrat.
Okay. Okay. Now then, why all the black people on the blue ticket don't ever win in the state of Ohio?
Because we got some racist people in Ohio.
Is that right? Is that right? Then why the hell do you vote for them then? If that's the case, Diva, if that's the case, Diva, why the hell do you vote for them?
I have a personal opinion about race. I have a personal opinion about race that I brought up. What does that have to do with everybody else?
It has a lot to do with it.
No, because now you're trying to take my personal opinion and lump it into
everybody else. I'm trying to make you
else.
Think is what I'm trying to do, Diva. Because I'm trying to make you think because you vote against yourself constantly. And when you do that and you don't get the right way, you still blame it on the Republicans. And it ain't the Republicans' fault. That's the whole thing. You vote for these liberal policies that keep you and people to look like you in the dirt, in the ghetto, poor, not having any opportunity, and they promise you programs, so you vote for that because you'll get a program. You don't want a program. You want a paycheck.
I might not be able to speak for everyone else, but I didn't see the private sector coming to help us out when I was a kid. It was the government that allowed us to get up and my mother to move from.
You wouldn't have needed to if the government hadn't gotten in the way.
Surely. So, yes, excuse me if I vote for policies that I saw help me in my life. But that has nothing to do with race, and I can't speak for everyone else.
How many times did you apply for help at a private charitable hospital?
Let's see. I don't even know if there are any private. All I know is the one down the street, Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel East. I don't know. No, that's a private hospital. I don't even know if we have any
There are
hospital.
Hundreds of every hospital that says community on it is a nonprofit charitable hospital. And if you meet certain income criteria, all of those hospitals have endowments to help you pay your medical care. As a matter of fact, Cleveland Clinic.
What the heck does that have to do with how I feel about
because you're,
race?
Because you have
President
sold
Obama
your
his
soul,
race and his economic policies and racism.
Because you have sold your soul to the federal government.
You know what?
Than,
well, I'm just
going to
end this conversation because I got to go renew my mind because my mind is filled with words that I like to say to both of y'all.
No,
Diva,
you are
not,
angry because you're because you are getting refuted because what you just told
because,
me
no,
is I've
guys,
been brainwashed to think. You said I've been brainwashed to think that the federal government. Can I finish? Can I finish? Can I finish? And then relax while I talk.
You turned it into something else.
Okay, well, I'll do it like this then. Once again, what you said was
to me was the federal government was the one that came and rescued me when I had problems when I was little. So I know they're the only ones that care about me, which is a lie. That is the lie that you believe, and that's what makes you vote, and that's why you do what you do. And so you refuse to look at any other facts that surround the case.
Oh,
like,
I do
don't
know.
Black
that's
state, can I finish?
I didn't finish.
I got to shut you back down because it's more than you listening. And once again, you refuse to listen to things like in the state of Ohio, no statewide black politician has won one time ever, even while the state swept Democrat. You refuse to – you ignore that fact. That just doesn't mean anything because it's still a red and blue issue to you because the red and the blue, they're going to come get – one is going to come to get me and the other one's going to make me have to go to work. And that's what it is. That's why black people continue to struggle in the ways that they struggle.
Jeff, yeah. Unfortunately, it's theft and envy.
Well,
it's theft and envy. That's what it is.
It's
being encouraged by the government to envy.
Yes, I did. Because you wouldn't stop
talking.
It's
being encouraged by the government to envy what other people have and vote for people that will steal from them on your behalf.
Well, but they don't think nobody's stealing from them. They should get these things.
So they don't understand that every dollar the government gives them is taken out of somebody else's pocket.
I can't understand
what
a white thing.
No,
why you
no.
Two
you
are
may understand it even, but
a person votes a certain way differently than you.
No, we don't.
You want me to understand why you vote how you vote, but you refuse to understand why anybody would vote differently from you.
I fully understand why you vote the way you vote.
You're sounding very condescending when you replay it in your mind and you believe it on air.
You are entitled to the fruit of somebody else's labor and somebody
what?
Else.
That's exactly.
To pay,
you sound very condescending.
Bad
where did you ever hear me say I feel entitled to someone else's money? It's
when
not an entitlement. No one is going out saying, yeah, you know what, I want everything you got. Because you know what, Sticks? I worked from the time that I was 16 up until I got sick last year. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I paid payroll taxes. I may not pay an income tax
first
every year
tax,
that I
though.
Worked because I qualified for certain deductions.
She doesn't know. She
right.
don't know
that,
Sticks. Hold
but
on a second.
Still,
269,
that doesn't mean
you're in
that
the air.
Because a person is getting government assistance that they feel entitled to something that somebody has and that
yes,
they're
it
being
does.
Lazy about
yes, it.
It
does.
That's not
yes,
true.
No, not all being lazy. Some people we need to help, Diva. Yes, we do. But there's a lot of people that don't need help and are getting it anyway.
But you can't lump everybody into that scenario.
We're not doing that, Diva.
You feel entitled.
Diva, calm down. Calm down. And while you wait and listen to what 269 has to say, then we'll bring you back up. I mean, you're in, but then we'll finish this again because I think there's some key things you're not seeing to why you're upset right now because you're getting frustrated over nothing. And the thing is that there's just a difference and your philosophical difference is X, Y, and Z, then so what? Because my philosophical difference is very different.
Yeah, I can discuss anything
and
with
a Marxist.
You sit there
and
you
admit they're a Marxist. And you are being condescending towards me. Yes,
you know
I'm going to get it.
You know why, Diva? Because they are taking from me to give to you who many times you are sick. You have a problem. So it's okay. But for most people, a lot of people that are getting these things, the 51 or 57% of the people now that are getting food stamps or whatever it is, it's a little bit much when you're shutting down frickin' industries from EPA, and it's a little bit much when you're making energy costs skyrocket so business cannot work, and you're also shutting down other industries and banking from being able to make money by over-regulating them as well.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hold on.
You did take the last one back.
No, Brown, it's 269's turn, please.
What's going on, Jeff Brooks?
Hey, what's going on now?
You got it. Hey, you know, what was that movie called where they took those blacks and put those sheets over their head and went and took them in a room and kicked their butt? Was that the Drop Squad?
Go ahead.
They still in existence. Come on, see, what's your address, man?
Man, you come on, you bring them on, brother. Bring them on. I'll tell you what. This is what will happen. They will be able to drink water and go out and walk the garden and water it. Okay. How about that?
I'm gonna send
water. They drink a half gallon of water. They can water their crops.
You talking about ventilating people?
I need you and Tracy's address.
Okay, man. You got it,
brother. I'm with the drop side. We got our eye on them.
No, but I heard Sticks say something that the race thing is over because the whites helped elect Barack Obama. Is that what he said?
Not exactly, but
sort of, kind of.
Mm-hmm. You believe that?
That's what got me all upset.
On a national level, on a macro level, yes. On a micro level, no. There are still individual racists in this country. There will always be.
Wait a minute.
Now, I don't agree with Sticks exactly, but go ahead.
Well, there's something called institutional racism, and let me just leave you an example.
Absolutely.
Okay. When you have this 16-year-old rich white kid in Texas kill four people drunk driving, okay, and he gets 10 years probation. And you have someone like Michael Vick, who was who pleaded guilty
only
to killing dogs, using dogs.
Only funded that operation.
And he goes to prison. When you have someone like Plaxico Burress, a football player, who shoots himself in a club in New York City and goes to prison. When you have things, and he goes to prison, and you have this rich white kid in Texas, I think San Antonio or wherever it was, and he gets 10 years probation, that's not individual racism. That's institutional racism. Those are facts, okay?
But here's what I'd like to say about that is, you're looking at three different jurisdictions. I don't know if
but
the white
but
kid,
it's the same
if, that was,
as
if that was, if that was financial, if that was
Let
financialism,
go,
I don't know if that was financialism or institutional racism. I'd have to
well,
see the makeup.
Let me tell you why it's not financialism. Because Michael Vick was a multimillionaire and can hire the best attorneys in the world, and Plaxico Burress hired a very prominent big-time attorney. So they all had equal access to attorneys. Did they have equal access to country club connections? Maybe not. But when you have things like that happening in this day and age, and you tend to think that race is just something that the issue
well,
of race
is going
not
on
a card
here.
That has just gone away, I think people are being naive if you can't recognize that.
I'll go there with you.
Unlisted caller, you're in there.
Hey, this is Steve.
Yeah, Steve, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say hi to Diva.
Okay.
Hi, Steve.
Unlisted caller, you're in the air.
Hello?
Yes.
All right, I just want to say hi, B. What's going on?
Who? What the? Hi, who?
I just want to say hi to B. It's my friend.
To D?
No, to B, mate, not D. I know you want
Steve,
to be, right?
I just, you know, I hung Steve up because he's trying to talk to Diva. He's not going to say anything. It's going to waste my time.
Are you talking about Steve? Oh, no. My name's Willie, and I'm from the UK, and I've listened to your show for quite some time now. I just want to say I love it. I absolutely love it.
Thank you, Steve, because we appreciate people
and
calling in from
one
all
thing
over.
To say, and I got one more thing to say, is that you're a fucking faggot.
Oh!
Emma!
I knew that was coming!
Did you think that was funny?
No, when
no,
he
you
did
know
what?
It, just,
no,
she
I thought it was funny
because
I'm like, you didn't catch that when
you
said
you
wanted it. I wanted to
Diva,
talk to my friend.
Diva, hold on.
Shut the hell
you
up,
know what?
Man.
No,
I'm trying
no,
to
no,
talk here, bitch. You don't talk when I'm talking.
We're on terrestrial radio, punk. And I'm going to tell you what. I wish I could see your simple behind right now. Because I'd go right between, squeeze my hands together around your neck for saying that and doing the people like that, okay? Not me, because I could care less what you say about me. We don't need you or your kind. And that's why we broke away from you all, because we don't need the idiot people like you. And so, therefore, you continue on your way. Say hi to whoever you want to, and, you know, do what you got to do, because, no, I ain't playing your game today. This is my game and my show at this time, and I got control of the things. So you just sit out there and...
When he came on and said, I want to say hi to my friend B, you didn't catch that. I knew that was going to turn out to be that way when he...
They're slamming me because there's... Wait, somebody came up and now their name is Faggot. Okay, we don't, you know... Listen, I'm going to say it like this. I don't disagree with political things just for the hell of it, and I don't dog people that have what, you know, to deal with their sexual orientation a certain way. I don't have that problem, and it's okay. It's who they are. I believe what I believe because of what I believe spiritually, and I don't hate you because I just... Where are you going, Diva? You talking still?
You said people who deal with their sexuality a certain way, they're called homosexuals.
Yeah, well, homosexuals or alternative lifestyles now. Don't forget, you can't you can't just say that. And I got Mr. Faggot down here, and I got UK up there, and they're still on the line, and so I think they're trying to slam us again. And
we ain't going down that high.
We've had that happen before. And it's okay. But you know what? That's why we broke away from England, because we didn't need stuff like that. So if you want the drop star to come get me, Detroit, you send them on and tell them they can water their garden shortly after they come to my door.
Hey, am I still on air?
Yeah,
what I'll do, since you said that, what I'll do is I'll, first of all, I'll dress them up like they're white. That way you'll let them in.
Do that. No, sir. You don't know me, Detroit. Now, I'm going to tell you like this.
Dress them up in white hoods and burning crosses.
So that you'll let them in, Jeff.
Let me tell you like this.
Republicans, you're really, really mistaken. The Republicans have not become the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan are still the people they always were, and they are the Southern Democrats. And they have not changed their spots nor their organization. Right here in the state of Ohio, if you don't know it, I've driven through several Klan rallies in my work with the state of Ohio, where I've had to travel the state, and I've ran up on parades about the Klan, and they were not Republicans, they were Democrats, and they were Ohio Democrats, and still in Ohio, you can't get a black man on the Democrat ticket elected statewide. So don't come with this BS to me about some Republican white man in the car and all this other stuff like that, and I'm listening to that foolishness. Don't come up with that monkey stuff to me.
I don't respect the monkeyness, that they're like a politically active group. They seem like more of a grassroots, hands-on group.
They are several different things because the progressives...
They sway elections too much.
The progressives do it, and they hate black people as well. They're just using one at this particular time. And they've done a good job at using them.
Have you ever seen the movie Sankofa?
Yes.
You saw that?
Steve, I'm not putting up with you today.
Oh, leave Steve alone.
No, I have other calls trying to get in. Local call, you're on the air.
Yes.
I got to get you back on this one, and I'm a Democrat.
Go ahead.
I never even voted Republican.
Feel you.
But I can feel you because you're talking local and state, the politicians that affect us. And when you look at who we elected in Youngstown, you know, McNally has a couple open indictments from the federal government. Everybody but the mayor has been arrested in Youngstown. I don't know if judges are under a party ticket or not, but, you know, come on.
Yeah, they end up...
It's not about race, you know, but I'm totally Democrat, but I agree with you, man. I do.
You ought to agree with me because it's the truth, not because I said it.
I don't have to like what you say.
Right.
Unless I can tell you you're wrong, don't criticize. I'm like you, don't criticize me. You can talk all day long, but tell me exactly where I'm wrong so I can correct my thinking. If not, you know, you're just blowing smoke.
And
when you get calls like people calling you names like that, you're getting really, really close to the truth, like Jesus was, because they killed him for the truth. I'm going to get off and listen.
But I appreciate you saying that because of this. You know, Republican, Democrat, I don't have a problem with Democrats. I work for Democrats at times, and I'm talking about politically. I help raise money for Democrats at times. Okay, so I don't have an issue with that. Not my bad. I'm going to try one more unlisted caller. Is that you, unlisted caller?
Yeah.
You're in there?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm not a Democrat, but I honestly, I kind of hate black people myself, too. Honestly, I see them on the street really rustling my jimmies. It scares me and my children, my family.
Yes.
What scares you?
You're being trolled across the ocean.
Exactly.
Yeah. No. That's a different guy. That's a local. That's a
American.
Oh,
there's a group of them.
Yeah. They do something called slamming, and they get you off of Blog Talk, and they try to because my chat room is overloaded with numbers and people, so they're trying to get my goat. And one thing about it, I'm not letting you back on. Why? Because of one thing. We talk terrestrial radio, and the FCC has standards against you, because believe me, I'd handle your little small intellect if not, and if you were close, I'd handle it a lot closer. But we'll leave that alone.
Remember when you guys thought I was a troublemaker? These are real troublemakers.
Brown, I apologize.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. God, I remember when I was.
Yeah, see, now they're in my they're in there saying a 9AG army hates NIGG hogs and stuff like that. You know, it's okay, you guys.
What
trolls want is attention. It's best not to give them any attention.
Did you see ESPN's 5430 Youngstown Boys the other night?
No, I didn't, but I heard about it, and so therefore I understood that particular thing, and so
it was great. It was awesome.
What's that?
Isn't Adrian Bronner the boxer from Youngstown? I thought I heard that.
He might be. I don't follow boxing that well, but the big name in there was Claret.
Maurice
Claret is. Oh wow,
yeah.
that's gotta be one of the dumbest guys.
He's not dumb.
On his rise, fall, and how he's coming back.
I didn't see
back.
It, that's a tragic story.
Yeah, real quick before we go, Mike Claret, who was. That Clarence Maurice's father was one of the co-hosts here on the show a few years ago. He passed away 2 years ago now. And he was a very strong black Republican, very intricate in the state. Tell you the truth, he did a lot of things. Now, we miss him, and we miss him a lot because he was very, very... Yeah, but see, here's the whole thing. You know, the family was somewhat estranged. Yeah, it was estranged, and there's a lot that's not being said. Don't believe everything you hear just because it's reported in what says a documentary, because
they
only dock you what they meant.
They did not go in.
Yep, you got to go. We'll talk this out tomorrow if you remember all the other things. Thank you, Slammers. We appreciate your attention to our show, that you thought us worthy to come on and try to mess us up. But guess what? We're still here, and we're going to stay here. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. See ya!
www.tracyandfriends.com.